Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Stay hungry. Stay humble.
I'm
humble in defeat, and I'm gonna remain humble in victory.
This is it, right?
I just wanted to go on a great boxing masterclass and also show the sweet science of this lovely sport. Man, the first time was so nice, I had to do it twice.
I'm prepared to the best of my capabilities, and I pray that I get a win. Look at it, I love Mike Tyson, how he came into the game. It's a different kind of vibe. It takes a crazy man to want to fight, you know what I mean, day in, day out. It's a hardcore sport, as you said, no slow shoes.
Ain't no other type in the game to see the boxing board.
Good morning, TBB. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on, Mario Munguia, Corpus Christi, Texas, and the rest of the whole wide world? We are back like we never left because, for me, every day is fucking Friday, especially looking out this beautiful window and seeing the Sunshine State. Yo, what up, fams?
What up? Nobody can see you, champ.
Oh, pardon I. Buenos dias. Good morning. Au revoir.
What up? What up? What up? What up?
Is au revoir goodbye or hello? I think it's probably
Au revoir. It's goodbye.
Yo, look at Mario looking like the trap god over here. Yo,
what you talking about?
Why you be looking better on TV, though? I think it's due be photoshopping, right, y'all?
How could you Photoshop Skype?
You could do green screen on Skype. Don't try to fool the people.
You could do green screen, but I mean, I'm not doing green screen. Well, I am doing green screen. What are you talking about?
Are you watching the replay of how you look right now? Your traps. That looks fake. He's got the Schwarzenegger. He put his head. You know how when you go to the carnival, they got the wooden cutout?
Like that?
Yo, muscles don't win fights. I know, Keem. Shout out to Keem.
I'm lean as hell.
We hope, man.
I'm 182 off the scale this morning. Fucking tired, though. I'm not going to lie.
So you allegedly got on the scale this morning and you're 180.
182, yeah.
When's the last time you've been 182?
Damn, dog. Probably 2018, 2019, maybe not even 2019, like 17, 18, I think. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Because remember, like, I started bulking up around 2015 and powerlifting. And, like, 19, I started trying to cut again. So, yeah, it's probably about 18, 19, something like that. I got down to 175 at that time.
But the question is, do you fold under pressure or is this fun for you? Because AJ, that's who we talking about. He don't fold under pressure. He said,
he don't fold, champ. No. And that's why I had to join. I had to join. Great topic today. Plus, we got Shedeja Green,
yes,
one of my favorite fighters on the planet. We're going to have her on a little later.
So,
by the way, check email, champ, whenever you get a chance.
A, do you fold under pressure? And B, do you believe AJ when he says he doesn't fold and that this is fun for him?
I do not fold. That's first off. Second off, no, AJ don't fold. AJ's been under the bright light. AJ is the bright light. You know, it don't get much brighter than him. And I'll be honest with you, as good as I think Usyk is pound for pound, I think at this stage, era of super heavyweights, I just don't know if he's going to be able to hang. It's like, I think the skill set combined with the size is too much, but, you know, I think AJ's got it. I don't think he buckles. I don't think he folds. I just don't think he's built like that. I don't think you can get to where guys like, you know, AJ and Wilder and Usyk have been and crawl under the table at the first sign of distress or second sign or third sign.
So it is 12 days out. I will say I do feel a lack of promotion for this fight. You know, usually Matchroom pulls out all the stops and definitely has all the bells and whistles. And I mean, a current unified four belt heavyweight versus a former undisputed heavyweight. And I'm sure he'll get the email and will be told to bring all his belts. So it looks good. But I don't know. It's not getting that. Why is boxing as a whole continuing to do this last week, 7 week promotion? Or we're going to ramp it up in the last 7 days. We're going to spend tons of money on marketing because people's mind, I guess they're thinking, I guess there's statistics out there. I mean, I know the times, the mind is terrible, right? Like our time span of certain things is like minutes. So maybe the data indicates don't promote a fight 60 days out, but I feel like it's wrong. I feel like out of sight, out of mind, those phrases have been around for years for a reason. Again, out of sight, out of mind. If you're not talking about something, if you're not giving us something to talk about, we will move on to the next thing to talk about. That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. That's how it works. And the thing is, for me, like, I remember the days where it was like De La Hoya Mayweather was like 5 months out. You know what I'm saying? And they had these promotional strategies, the way they would hit. But it's just like it felt like everything was building to those moments. You know, it doesn't necessarily feel like this now. And I don't know if it's because of social media and TikTok and how everybody's perceptions and, you know, focus is just not as attentive, I guess, as it used to be. Maybe that's the problem. We live in a world of scroll. And I think that at this point, I've seen plenty on Joshua and Usyk, plenty. Just none of it's really stuck. None of it's really like made mainstream boxing news. You know, it's mostly relegated to those of us on Twitter and social media, you know, that are always there and always ready to catch the stories. So, no, I agree with you, champ. And it's a good card. You know, Lawrence Okoli's on the card. Callum Smith's on the card. You know, I think Campbell Hatton's going to fight again, if I'm not mistaken, which would be like his third pro fight, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, there's a lot to like about this card, a lot to like about it. And yet, I agree, it still feels like, I don't know, I think because it's not fight week. Let's wait till fight week and let's see.
Yeah, man. Again, I'm just against fight week only promotion. I think that, you know, I'm from the Mayweather era. You know, 11 press conferences, excuse me, 10 for Canelo, and they broke records, gate records, and they matched De La Hoya's pay-per-views or backwards. You know, they matched De La Hoya's gate when Floyd fought him and broke the pay-per-views because one did 2.2, the other one did 2.4, something like that. I'm from that era. You know, he went with McGregor, 4 or 5 cities, excuse me, cities and state countries, you know. I want promotion. Mayweather introduced us to 24/7 and then All Access. Mayweather understood that before there was social media, he was giving you content. I don't understand why it's so hard to get his man credit and just follow the green print. Like, just follow the green print. It worked. If it didn't work, Showtime wouldn't have gotten into boxing because guess what? It was HBO doing it. HBO had Floyd. The other networks said, well, we need to step it up.
But can we be honest for a second? Does if you roll out a tour like that for this specific fight, do you lose money? Like, this is not – Usyk has failed to capture the hearts and minds of heavyweights fight fans. Okay, he's not done that. Do you think if Joshua Fury had gone on that it would be, you know, not so much promotion? Right now, Eddie's promoting the best way he knows how for this fight because he knows it's a hard – it's kind of a tough fight to sell. And he's out there talking shit about Fury, talking shit about, you know, all these people and putting himself out there, which, you know, at the end of the day, ends up getting that type of promotion for AJ. So, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough because you're talking McGregor Mayweather. You're talking Canelo Mayweather. You're talking the biggest names in the sport.
No, I'm talking Mayweather.
Usyk is not that.
I'm talking Mayweather. It just go to
that's
any,
one hell of a B-side, champ.
Remember, Robert Guerrero got caught coming from California to New York with a pistol that he had registered.
You remember everything.
So,
that's crazy.
So he traveled for a New York City Mayweather press conference. Like, this is what Mayweather does. And that's all I'm saying. Let's just follow the green print. Keep it simple, you know. I mean, aren't they doing that with Tank? I see Tank doing press conferences. Maybe not multi-city, but definitely at least one city during COVID. Like, you know, these COVID excuses have to stop. You know what I mean? If everything is going to be COVID, well, then get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, put your mask on. Put a bubble over your head. You know what I mean? It's not our problem, but you got to sell the fight. You know, numbers are down. They're down, bro. Things are not looking good. It's just not. Think about it, man. I mean, how is boxing in a good place? You know, it was a few months ago. We were at an all-time high. Check Google Analytics. But guess who was fighting? Floyd and Logan. Jake and Woodley. Real boxing is dying. You can squint your face all you want. Where's the numbers for real boxing?
I squint my face because it's like,
Charlo,
I hate hearing that.
Hey, but Jermell Charlo, unified champion, goes to undisputed, and he did 300,000 views.
No, I squint my eyes because
Tank did
you're right.
100,000 less than
sucks,
that, and they paid for it. You understand what I'm saying?
100%.
Tank did 100,000 less with, as Josh Teller likes to tease, Mickey Mouse belt, and I'm using air quotes, and people still paid. So 100,000 people less paid, and Tank still was comparable to the undisputed fight. All the belts.
The other part of it is that, you know, Tank's not even doing the numbers that these dudes outside of boxing are doing. Like, the guys like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, you know, they're doing numbers that essentially – you know, only the top 2-3% of the sport do or can do, probably top 2 or 1%. So I think ultimately, you know, you could talk about who's the biggest stars in boxing, but right now boxing is not a star. You know, it's the dimmest I think it's been. Although fight fans are always, you know, people that are going to gripe and we're always going to, you know, talk about the things that we like and dislike. At the end of the day, I feel there's like this different cloud in the air, you know, this different sense of doom or impending doom that you feel with boxing because nothing has really gotten better in the last 30 years or so. You know, everything you can hate about the sport as a casual fan is sitting right in front of your face. And by the way, they're going to, you know, show you the fight on ESPN anyway and talk about why should it go on. So it's like, all these things continue to happen, and yet you see guys successful like Jake Paul and Logan Paul, and, you know, I mean, we'll see what the numbers are for Belfort and Holyfield, but had it been De La Hoya, it probably would have been successful too. So it's just all boxing latching on to its old stars, trying to suck every bit of stardom and, you know, milk money they can out of them before they're finally able to rest. And meanwhile, you have a bunch of guys that are so talented and could be some of the all-time greats that aren't getting the fights that they should be getting, aren't getting pushed, and they're not resonating with casual fans, and they're not resonating with American audiences, and it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. I think that the era of being able to just go out there on TV, look good, build up your record, and become a star – you know, from the Olympics or something is gone. I think at this point you're going to have to start with, you know, X amount of TikTok views and X amount of likes on social media. And it's just the unfair nature of the beast.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know. They're going to have to figure something out. And I don't think that they got to go outside the box again. You know, superstars in boxing, or what's considered a superstar in boxing, these guys have done it the traditional way. You know, two-city, three-city press conference. Listen, Matchroom has gotten creative before, and they've done virtual press conferences. So what's the issue with doing that now? Their numbers would be through the roof if they did an AJ, Usyk, while Eddie Hearn and Tony Bellew are the, you know, host and stuff. Like, come on, bro. We'll eat it up. I don't understand. Like, give us something. And what's that cost? Their time? Like, really, what's the production on that? AJ, can you have your iPhone and headphones in, please? Like, what the fuck are we talking about here, man? It's crazy. But, you know.
I agree.
I guess they look at us like, no, you're a degenerate. You're going to watch this regardless, you know. So,
but that's the thing is, you know, if these people were smart, they'd understand that, you know, the shift that's come to YouTube, like, people listen and they hear and they take valuing points back and forth. You know, our listeners aren't stupid. They're not sheep. You know, you tell them something, you give them your argument, and they, you know, toss it up in their head and they think about it. And they, you know what I mean? They come to their conclusion. Like, why not just sit on a Tuesday and say, AJ, you know, Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., you're on, you know, five podcasts. Usyk, you're on four shows, whatever. Like, so much American interest can be garnered simply by, you know, making your presence known and gaining the fans. And, I mean, that's really the catalyst of what happened with TBV and Wilder, if you look at it. And I don't really see why any of that couldn't happen, you know, with any star, you know, including a Terrence Crawford or anybody. Expose them enough, you start to see the tendencies and why people like them. And by the way, I mean, we talk favorably about the fight when you're around.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a simple out of sight, out of mind. It's very simple. Out of sight, out of mind. You keep something in people's mind, it's going to be the talking point. It'll be the conversation. I don't see how that's difficult. And Matchroom, you know, they've stepped it up. They have their own media company. They are doing stuff. Maybe we overlooked it. Maybe they did do something. I don't know if Rob has put anything in the chat today now that he's listening. But, you know, maybe they did do something that we're overlooking that didn't reach us just yet. You know.
Definitely put the DAZN
promo,
trailer.
Yeah,
for the promo. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I am looking to see if we can screen share it. But he's asking about, I guess, in a way, he's phrasing that copyright. So let's see what is happening here. How long
was it? It's kind of long.
Really?
Well, longer than I thought it would be. I tried to watch it while we were in our conversation. It was too long to do that. So
it's funny, right? Some accounts show views and some accounts don't show views now, right? So weird, Instagram.
I see 21,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Eddie Hearn. Good of Eddie. You see, Eddie has the most views. I mean, the most followers. I mean, obviously, they all do. Joshua's huge, Eddie's huge, and so is DAZN. And this is what I'm saying. Those are some three big accounts that are all boxing accounts. So
I don't see why we couldn't play this.
I'm not saying we can't. I was just, I don't know what music they use. Did they use music?
Nah, it's like a bunch of sound effects. It's like a thunderstorm, and I thought I heard a car wreck, somebody eating a sandwich. It's a mixture.
Eating a sandwich. You funny as hell. That caught me off guard. Let me see how that sounds then. Let's go with it. Frickin' Mario. Call him Take a Chance, Mario.
Unstable atmosphere in heavyweight division. Opposing forces on a collision course. Two different beasts who dance with devastating boxing styles. Anthony Joshua, the towering colossus. Lightning fast hand speed and catastrophic combinations. Capable of destruction with every explosive punch stroke. Alexander Usyk, the world's dangerous boxing nightmare. An unpredictable energy threatening to tear through the heavyweight division just like a great cruiser, and delivering with a boxing IQ like no other. Witness all the elements collide. The perfect Joshua versus Usyk, September the 25th, live on DAZN.
I like it,
and you know what? I like, you know, at first, right away, I started hating. I'm like, man, fuckers, man, why couldn't they give us an American voice to, like, help Americans, you know, because the UK already knows about this fight. The whole United Kingdom, the whole Eastern European part of the world knows about this fight. It's, and again, it's American DAZN subscribers that they are seeking. Everything else they got on Smash. Fuck, UK got this for like $199. The price just went up for them, you know. So I'm just saying. Other, and then I kept listening, obviously, and got past the accent. Not that I don't like the accent. I'm just, for marketing purposes, I feel like maybe you get a Lee Schreiber, someone that Americans are used to, and that association, a Jim Lampley, that association drives us in, or draws us in. Other than that, I think that the story he was telling is exactly what I would have done. You know, you sell this cruiserweight who, you know, has done whatever he's done. You sell him to the public like, oh, this guy is just as good as this guy. You know, he dominated this division, and he's looking to dominate this division. Because the casuals don't know the difference, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I everything you said made sense up until that last little part. It got me, because I'm thinking to myself, not even Ness Heyman could sell casuals on Usyk as a legitimate threat to AJ. I feel like that's the whole reason this fight's vibe is so bleh. Like, it's weird, because Usyk, you know, I mean, it's like one
he
of the
come
biggest.
Into his own, bro. Like, the truth is, he's a good boxer. You know, he's been working for this fight since he left cruiserweight.
You're right.
Where we're laughing, like, oh, look at his opposition. He could have been being strategic. You know, wanting to get safe rounds, but at the same time, the right amount of time to put on the right amount of weight instead of throwing the weight on, gradually putting it on with three different training camps where he didn't have to have much resistance because it was more about getting the body right. Why? Because fighting, he already knows. Fighting is what that, like, that's what comes second nature to him. It was about transitioning the body. So, I mean, we could be shocked. And rising to the level of the opponent, you know, we talked about that yesterday when we was watching Jose sparring with Robert Ortiz. It's like he looked totally different. So, yeah, he didn't look good versus Chaz Teaspoon, and, you know, he didn't look good versus the Derek Chisora, you know. But it's not that he looked bad. He just didn't look like a dominating heavyweight. You know, he didn't look like a dude that's about to come take over the division. But I mean, maybe he's gonna come take over the division by outboxing AJ. Can he outbox AJ? I don't even know what would be his game plan, honestly. Right, like, because AJ's not a bad boxer, and mm-hmm. he's such a big puncher. Like, he's not a one punch I'm gonna knock you out guy. But I mean, he puts dudes down, you know, and hurts them. So I don't know. I really don't know what's his game plan. I mean, I guess stay away and make the bigger, bulkier guy work more and hope for the later rounds. I don't know, because, you know, AJ does gas sometimes in the fourth, sometimes in the sixth. It all depends on the intensity of the fight. If he hurts you, he's going to jump on you. If he didn't get you out, he's going to need a round to recover. You know what I mean? So I really don't know. I wish there was more promotion to hype me up, you know, but I'm going to be tuned in. I'm still a DAZN subscriber.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'll be tuned in as well.
You just lost your cat, man.
I know, right? No, I was just, I'm so bummed that, like, I was capping for Usyk for such a long time. I really thought that his ability and skill level would be enough to overcome the, you know, weight disparity and height disparities between him and the elite class of the heavyweight. But unfortunately, he hasn't shown me that, you know, he can do that. I do think that he looks stronger in videos. I do think that I do like the idea that he implemented, you know, weightlifting type stuff to get a little bulkier, a little stronger. But, you know, that also takes away from the parts of his game that are so authentic and good and just instinctual, you know, makes him heavier. And a lighter Usyk has been like the best Usyk so far. Unfortunately, I think that this AJ fight came at such a bad time. Like, if AJ and Fury were to have been able to do this, and we would have been able to see, like, Usyk and White or T, somebody, anybody who's, you know, up that next level, we could have at least gotten a better idea of what he could or couldn't do, you know, and then it's like we could skip that fight altogether. Usyk gets beat. But then if he wins, it's like, oh, if he beat this guy, like, you know, maybe he's a guy, like you said, who rises to the occasion. Or maybe he's a guy who, like you said, is being strategic and getting certain fights under his belt as he gradually moves up that heavyweight ladder. Like, those are all things that fighters do when they move up. That's all things
Danny
that fighters do when they advance.
Danny did it when he took, who he fought? He fought Rod Salka in between and Lamont Peterson before he actually got to 47.
And how perfect does that sound now? Like, thinking back, it's like Salka was kind of like the easy win, but just to acclimate to the weight class. And then here comes Peterson, a real test that if you are not legitimately your best at 147, he will expose you. But at the end of the day, if you make it and you're there, you have the ability to beat a guy like that. So even though that was a close fight, but still, yeah. So, no, that was a great metaphor.
It's funny that you used the word exposed, because some felt like Danny was exposed at a point. Some felt like Peterson came on too late.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I remember watching it with a huge portion of my family at my cousin's 21st birthday. They had rented out cabins, and we were all in there watching it. Yo, everybody's just talking shit about Danny the whole time. Mm. And I'm sitting there like, all right, like, you know.
Danny lost a lot of steam, man. It's so crazy, you know, thinking back on his career now in retrospect, you know. He got that big Amir Khan win, and everything turned. Then, you know, people didn't believe in him, much like you, you know. It's like people didn't believe in, even though you got a big win over Shokid, they're like, oh, can you do it versus Jose? They're like, oh, is Danny going to do it over Matisse? And, you know, that was the one, bro. That's the one where
he
won everybody over, because he was in there with a puncher that people thought he was going to lose to. He did it again on the biggest stage. That was fucking Mayweather versus Canelo. And, he rose to the occasion. So now the promoters are forced to promote you. You know, they tried their best to get him out of there. You know, they fed him the con. It didn't work. Then it's like, fuck it. We believe in these Argentines. Think about how much they was pushing Maidana and Lucas at that time. Lucas got fucking
Sergio Martinez.
He got everybody fights, bro. Yeah. Well, that's why, because Sergio made him hot. You know what I mean? So they was pushing all these Argentines, you know. Maidana got the Victor fight. Lucas got what he got? He got fucking Zab Judah and maybe Khan, or who'd he fight?
No,
Alexander at the time, who had only probably lost to fucking
Bradley
on an HBO fight. So it's like
at Junior Welter too.
Exactly. And he was already a one-time champ. So, you know, Danny started to get the push after that win, and he ruined it, you know. They took him to Puerto Rico, and he didn't do to Benavidez, excuse me, to Mauricio Herrera what I ain't even going to say Benavidez did what Virgil Ortiz did. That's what happened. He needed to do that to Mauricio. Mauricio went out to Puerto Rico and fought the fight of his life, motherfucker. He ruined it for Danny, bro. He had the fight of his life. And shit.
Yo, you know what you gave me flashbacks of?
Then he shit the bed again. Remember, after Herrera, they gave They gave him
Granados was way later.
No, they gave him Lamont Peterson. That was another fight where everybody's like, oh, man, I don't know, man. Danny was missing
People thought he lost.
Yeah, bro, he was missing wide.
Wide.
But Peterson, again, on the back for, like, people don't believe it, man. I don't know if they don't watch boxing. Like, if I'm a trainer, I'm as much as I don't want you to get hit, you know, I'm going to let you know that fighting on the back foot in a Peterson, in a Conciao, in a Rigondeaux, those types of manners, that's going to get you an L on your record. You know, just avoiding punches and occasionally walking off. Don't do the walk-off, man. Don't do the walk-off. Forget that shit, bro. You start making dudes miss, and then you walk off and you turn your back. That shit don't look right on television, man. These producers ain't bringing you back, man. I'm telling you.
Yo, you know what you gave me flashes of? The PBC inception. Like, do you remember how different PBC was back in 2014, 15, whatever?
When they would,
like,
travel,
you know, they had the red and, they had the red and blue lights on both sides, lit up stage.
They tried
all
to,
that they, stuff
they
back
tried,
in.
They tried to sensationalize it, and you know what? We didn't.
They tried American Gladiator it.
We didn't appreciate what they did, man, and it's sad because they spent thousands of dollars trying to attract the casual fans, and instead of the writers embracing that and hoping, like, let's help this guy try to bring more eyeballs to our sport, 90% of the writers wrote in ugly ways. Oh, they're spending $100,000 to bring this giant PBC thing, and the truck got to drive all these hours, and oh, and they're overpaying fighters, and oh, and they're doing it, and it's like, bro, now everyone is doing what they were doing. Think about it. You know, now we celebrate Eddie. Oh my God, Eddie's doing pyro. Eddie's doing, like, man, I thought that's what they were trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just crazy to me. Oh wow, Eddie's overpaying, man. Eddie's fucking, he's loving the fighters. Wait, this guy got a lawsuit for overpaying. What in the hell? So I don't know. You know, it takes time for change, and you know. Al broke down some doors, didn't get the love and appreciation, and the next guy behind him is getting it, you know?
I think, though, we got to be real, like, because there was a lot of things I liked. And here's the other part. Like, I was fortunate enough to cover a couple of PBC cards. Shout out to Sam. And a couple of the cards I got the chance to go and take, like, the backstage look. This is the truck. This is, like, you know, watch us build the stage. Like, I got to take all that whole tour. I got to go backstage and, you know, where the fighters are at. Remember, they had their room where it was like, if you were in the blue PBC room, then the table was blue, the chairs were blue, you know, you had like a mirror, and then you had like blue lights or blue, like, padded walls. And then if you were in the red, you know, corner, then you had the red room, right? So I got to go back there. It was cool. I'm not going to lie. There was a lot I liked about it. The thing was, it just felt weird because it was boxing. You know, it just felt different to the point that it just, I don't know, it didn't click with me. It wasn't like something that I was like overly enthused about. You know, like right now, I'll tell you, Legendary Nights, best fucking theme song in the history of shows on boxing. Like, it's just, you know, like, I remember that music, you know, bah, bah, bah. Like, that was the best, you know, HBO's cold open for Boxing After Dark. I remember that shit. Showbox's original opening, Friday Night Fights. Original theme and logo. Like, there's a lot of things that I've enjoyed in the past. It was hit and miss with the PBC, you know, initially.
It was just they received a lot of hatred, bro. Like, think about it, man. Boxing writers chose to say, they're failing and losing money when they were giving tickets away. So for them, they're like, look, they should be selling these tickets. So they're obviously losing money because they comped 2,900 tickets instead of writing and saying, Lord, when's the last time a promoter gave 3,000 people free tickets to come see their product? Because that's marketing for me. Hey, come look at what I'm doing. Doors are open. Come and check this out. But again,
they do that in wrestling too. They talk shit like they'll be like, okay, they'll give you the number of sell, the number attended, the number sell, and the number comp. And then if it's like, if there's a certain ratio, I forgot what the ratio is, but it's a certain ratio, then they consider it a fail, or I don't remember what they say, but yeah, they do the same thing in wrestling. Like,
if they would
have
had the help from the media, if the media would have seen those little things, like, you know, writing little stuff. I know someone's going to be on Twitter laughing at me, but little stuff like, oh, PBC is giving free tickets, free shirts, free. Maybe more people would have showed up.
You know,
instead they were saying, they're giving everything away for free because they're failing, right? One guy gets $500,000 and he's losing that hedge fund's company. The other guy gets $1 billion, right? And that same company a year later is publicly seeking new money, and he got no sort of backlash for failing or losing money. It's just it's weird how this stuff works. Like, the public picks and choose who they're going to knight.
Well, that's the thing about it, is that PBC was different. PBC was different because it was the man that had been behind boxing now, like, officially being behind boxing, right? Like, he was starting his own league. I mean, remember, there was thoughts that we were going to get a PBC belt for every single division, remember? And that they were going to try to get rid of sanctioning bodies, all that stuff. That
was
a rumor.
There was never any PBC official that ever said yes to that. That was always true.
Oh, I'm not saying that. No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that there were rumors out there. Like, that was, you know, it was like this whole thing
corrupt,
where you knew it. But for
corrupt,
DAZN's side,
corrupt
it's not
and
like
paid for writers, corrupt and paid for media to write propaganda. Where's the belt?
I mean,
it's been 5 years.
I couldn't
years.
Tell you.
It's been 5 years. Where's the belt?
No.
Because
again, I'm not saying that
smoke,
was true or not
other,
true. It was
the
rumor.
I know, and I'm saying, and I'm giving you my opinion on it. I think that was corrupt writers, paid for media, pushing a paid propaganda. Because
sure.
Any other smoke in boxing, right? You normally, where there's smoke, there's fire. So it's like any other rumor we hear, usually something surfaces. But this PBC belt, we didn't even get a picture of the motherfucker.
I mean, I didn't really, like, see it at the time. Like, here's the thing. It wasn't, like, I guess it was perceived as negative. You're absolutely right. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I remember thinking, like, well, yeah, that makes sense. He's trying to create the UFC for boxing. So if the UFC has their own belt, there's no MMA world belt or WBMMA world title welter, like, it doesn't exist. It's UFC belt, it's Bellator belt, it's Strikeforce belt, it's, you know, 1SC belt, like, that's how it works, right? And that's how it works in wrestling too. With boxing, it's different. And so, like, I never took any, like, hedges off of that. Like, it just was whatever for me, though. Like, a lot of that stuff, like you say, the positive did get overlooked. Like, I remember my cousin bought, like, a $15 ticket for the nosebleed, right? Yo, they gave him front row, not on the floor, but like that first level up, which it might as well be the floor because you're right there, you know, for free, just to move down, you know. And, you know, part of that is obviously because he's on the TV side and they're trying to shift. I mean, he wasn't on the TV side. I'm sorry. When they do that, it's because they're on the TV side. But for them, they did the whole arena, you know, and they gave free tickets too in Corpus. That, you know, I know plenty of people that were able to get there and still got upgraded tickets. So, yeah, ultimately, it's very different today, PBC. Feels like what, like, Nitro was back in the day. It was, like, this really colorful thing that had all these, like, you know, bells and whistles and pyros, and then it ended up being, like, this steel Titantron, you know, very slick logo.
How much money did they have to settle, you know, with all these promoters that didn't bring that same energy to Eddie? Because Eddie was given Thomas Lawrence made $1.8 million.
See, but isn't that the difference, though, with that? It's like DAZN paid Eddie to do the job. You know what I'm saying? Like it's DAZN's company still. You get what I'm saying? Like, but Al's the top of the food chain right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like Eddie's the top of the food chain at DAZN. That's really what I'm trying to say.
And neither is Al. Remember, he gets the money from a network. Just like
Eddie
just like Eddie got the money from a network.
Yeah, but he was paying the network to do whatever he wanted.
No.
Al.
Not to do whatever he wanted. He paid to get airtime.
Yeah, to get airtime, to put his own show. He wasn't selling fights. It wasn't like they didn't need his approval for fights.
Bruh,
he was buying airtime.
Listen, let me help you understand what happened, right? And that's crazy.
Tell me the difference, though.
I thought this dude knew. Bro, do you know that Al comes from music, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so what he did is what you do in music. He shopped his demo, bro. He went to the DJs and he said, yo, here, play my record. And here, how much does it cost to get my record played? And then when he got the record bumping in America, he got networks to pay. And Fox and Showtime seen the value and paid. But remember, he paid individual networks, ESPN. He was on Fox.
Bounce.
He was on CBS. He was on Bounce. He was on Spike. He gave everybody a taste. It's like, dog, look, I'm going to bring it back to the streets for my dope dealers. You give out sample bags, man. That's why I didn't understand how people said, oh, he's giving out tickets with an idiot. No, you're the idiot. You don't know how to sell your product. Everybody gives out samples. The fuck is you talking about? He gave every network a sample. This is what we got. Who won it? Highest bidder.
But you still haven't. So the whole point I was trying to make was that that's different than what DAZN did with Eddie. Like,
how?
Eddie did. Okay, well, how is it the same though? One person was paying, and misunderstand.
Because,
I'm not saying it's dumb
Fox,
or smart.
Because Fox and Showtime paid for the product, just like DAZN is paying for the product.
No.
Those are the networks.
Okay, my point was when they both started, one did it one way and the other did it another. That's the only point I'm trying to make. And that's why I couldn't really compare at the beginning.
You know why one did it one way and the other did it another? Because DAZN seen the model Al Haymon made. They seen what he did. So what did they do? They picked a guy who's better than Al in a way, right? He's out there. He talks. He got a million followers. He's savvy. He dresses well. He doesn't mind standing in front of a camera for 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but they took his model. Like, to say that they didn't take his model is insane. Like, I mean, obviously they made it better, though, because they're global. You know, the DAZN fact, you know, is just you're global. They're global. You know, they're all over. So Eddie,
I think they're all models of the same forgotten bygone era.
Nah, man. No one was overpaying. No one was buying up the territory or the inventory. Only Al did that. No one. Listen, promoters were happy before Al Haymon keeping their 1 and 2 A sides and just getting the services of B sides from smaller promoters like Salida and Lou DiBella. That's what they were cool with doing. You know, finding themselves B sides. I mean, think about the caliber of fights, bro. I mean, you know, people talk about Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward like they were like, you know, they weren't Floyd. Them dudes weren't Cotto. You know,
But that's the beauty of HBO back then is they had different characters. They had different personalities.
And we're not here to argue two
classes,
different things.
You know?
We're not here to argue two different things. We're here to argue that back then a top rank would have their Floyd in their Oscar and Mickey Ward and fucking Arturo Gatti were not signed after they were – when they were given these three-year wars, I mean, they were – come on, bro. He was signed to Pat Flynch, right? Like, where is he now? On a milk carton? Like, come on, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know, bro. I'm with that Jay-Z shit, man. You gotta last the test of time. Give me them LLs of the world. You know, Don King, he's still out here some way, somehow, kicking. It's over. I admit it is over. He needs to just let it go. You know, I mean, when you look at it, his stable is just Trevor Bryant, Mac Muchar, who's suing him, Chris Lovejoy, who left them. It's over. Let's just let it go. But he's still here. That is like, you know, he's you know, he's, look at Bob. Test of time, decade after decade. That's what I want, longevity. That's what I'm looking
for.
Well,
that's the problem, though, also, is that there's no infusement of new people and ideas. And look, for me, you know, whether PBC is a financial success or failure, they failed to do what I want them to do, and that is to take over, you know, and that's what I want for Top Rank, and that's what I want for Golden Boy. That's what I want for whoever at the end of the day can do it. But ultimately, we still have the same issue, so it really doesn't matter. Like, I'm not here capping for a promotional company or a network. You know, I want the best fights. Like, I don't care what, I guess, like, the business models and the way they do certain things. Like, to me, nobody wins until you know,
I don't remember you doing any episodes or writing any articles about you wanting Al Haymon to take over, and that is my argument today. He was met with resistance from people like you in the media. You know, now you're saying out loud, you have the audacity to say, you want Bob or Eddie to take over, when that's what he was trying to do.
And guess what he was met with?
He was met with lawsuits by Golden Boy and Top Rank. That's what he was met with.
Yeah, but
when
that
he,
Golden
when
Boy
he came
too
in,
much, yeah.
When he came in, given the minority who was forgotten opportunities to be millionaires, he was called some sort of animal. It was insane to me.
you was watching the wrong, you was reading the wrong people back then, champ. I ain't never read nobody call him that. But listen, I'll tell you right now, you can go and find it. I said it a million times. I'll say it a million and one. From the very beginning, I said, I don't care who wins. I want every fighter under the same banner. It don't matter to me. It never was about Al.
How many articles did you write?
How many articles did I write saying that I wanted the best fights and we weren't getting them at the time?
Or how many articles did you write saying, damn, Al is in front of the race with 200-plus fighters signed. Why is he being met with so much resistance? Because you weren't being, you know, let me just keep it moving. If anybody was closest to the UFC, it was Al Haymon. But people, again, chose to be negative. Now you hear this man talking about, man, I want one guy to take over. The fuck? You got 200-plus fighters. No other entity had 200-plus fighters. No other entity went to the extent of signing contracts with 200-plus fighters.
I get you, but listen, you don't listen. Here's the difference between us: is I watched the UFC, mm-hmm. I saw the rise of it, mm-hmm. from the beginning stages. I know what it looks like when somebody takes over, and believe me, nobody in boxing's gotten fucking close to it. All right, this man Dana White, he packaged Pride, which was essentially like the biggest and baddest dudes in MMA, and packaged them into the UFC to where it was like they were fighting for those same titles. I mean, do you understand what the equivalency to that is? That's like Earl taking his belt and Crawford taking his belt and them fighting each other. Like, that's what he accomplished.
Okay, so my question,
and still now,
you,
nobody's done that.
So my question to you, when I say Al was the closest, I didn't say he was UFC. You tell me, there's no promoter that came close to being the UFC.
Sure.
And who is that?
Yeah, Al, I agree with you.
So then what are we arguing? You just went down this whole pride thing and like telling me how Dana is different. All I said is he was the closest to that. And if had he been met with reporters, journalists that wanted to be true journalists and tell the truth, and help the sport grow, it would have been different. Instead, he was met with resistance, and they criminalized him.
Mm. Well, what you specifically said was that he was winning the race, and all I said was that wasn't my race.
I did not say that. I specifically said he is the closest thing to the UFC. He was the closest.
You said that too, and I'm telling you that.
No one else had 200-plus fighters, so no one else was closer in terms of numbers of all under one banner like Allen and UFC. So again,
well, they all at minus one for me, champ. Until they all got under the same banner, then that's when I'll start calling.
No,
them.
I hear you. It's just funny to hear you say now in 2021 that you want them all under one banner.
Oh, you can find it, champ. I promise you can find it. Never ever have I ever stop feeling that way. Like,
just,
for you, it felt
as a
something
different.
I just want
to see the article. Send me the link that you wrote about this stuff. That's what I want.
No,
see.
I feel you. Listen,
you know,
champ.
When
I'll do
that's
you one
what
better
I do. I'm an artist, right? This is what I do. I come on here and I talk. So I give them my passion. Sometimes it's my bad days, like the Wilder video. Sometimes it's a good day. Sometimes people love my rant. Sometimes they don't. This is my form of expression as a writer. I thought you express yourself via writing. My bad. What was it, a tweet?
No, listen, I've been on multiple shows, and I've been on multiple platforms saying the same, you know, trying to just be a fan. I think that the difference is that I've never been, you know, called he's a DAZN guy. He's a PBC guy. He's a Golden Boy guy. Like, that's never happened to me. You know, nobody's ever. If anything, I'm the guy they come up to and be like, "Man, thanks for being the voice of reason for that show. Yo, there was capping for PBC, or oh man, way to keep it honest for that, man. They were trying to get let top rank get away with you. Like, I get
now.
That a lot.
What are we
you
talking
know what
about?
I don't get.
I thought we were
well,
talking
I'm just
about
saying,
you
you're talking
article.
About being you know, how you put it earlier. I can't remember exactly, but fraud media, essentially, right? Like media that has a agenda. And what I'm telling you is that I've never gotten that from anybody. Nobody's ever
said
that I have an agenda.
I never
Nobody's
said you
never
had
said.
An agenda. I am accusing you of not writing what you're saying you're feeling. What the fuck are you talking about? You're like going in all these circles. I'm telling you straightforward. I'm accusing you of not writing an article or not being able to produce an article of how you feel today. You're saying, I felt this way. It's all over. Show me an article. Because as a journalist, you express yourself through words. As a podcaster, I vocalize what I'm feeling. My thoughts are spoken through this microphone. I'm just saying, you can hear how I feel for the last 12 years. I should be able to read how you feel. Simple.
No, you could. You could read how I feel, and you would be able to read if you could read between the lines, in that I covered PBC with the exact same amount of professionalism as I covered Golden Boy, as I covered Top Rank. You know, there was never a time where I disparaged the PBC model. There was never a time where I, you know, did anything critical about the way they operated, other than the fact
but
that
I'm
it
not
was like,
accusing you
yo,
of
I want
that.
This fight.
I'm not accusing.
I know, but that's what I'm trying to tell you is like you're asking for this, you know, declaration of writing, but my declaration of writing is spread out through, you know, 4 or 5 years.
No,
like,
I'm asking
it, you know
for
what I mean?
What
I don't have
said.
That article. You're right, but
I'm
never
not,
thought
listen.
To. I never thought about to write it. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
it was,
just understand.
It's not a thing to me.
Just understand, this isn't one of those days where I'm trying to pick a fight. We can totally pivot and move on. But I just feel like you're not understanding what I'm saying and you think I'm attacking. So what I am saying is this is the first time I heard you say you want one entity to be end all be all. You said, no, I said, what, when, where? So that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Whether you want to say that you've said it throughout the years, I've never heard you say that. You know, I'm not attacking you. I don't care what people call me. You don't have to bring that up. It doesn't matter. I'm a PBC guy because I'm telling you the same thing that I'm arguing with you right now, which is, oh, you wanted one guy to take over? So did I. That's why I was cheering for him. Where's your cheers?
But that's where the disconnect between us is. And that's what I'm trying to explain to you is I wasn't going to cheer. I'm not cheering on anybody.
Why? I cheer like, for all of them.
Oh,
don't
but
I? Listen, look,
I
look,
cheer on
I'm going to screen share. I'm going to screen share right here. And look, every single video says 1 month of DAZN right here. I literally tell them every day, sign up for DAZN. I literally tell my audience every day that I have DAZN. For the year, I paid $8.83. I literally tell my audience, I'm not buying any more Fox pay-per-views who only deals with PBC because they stole my money. I tell the truth every day. It comes in different forms. I speak highly of every promotion if they have a good fight. If they don't have a good fight, I don't. I haven't watched, what, this entire year's PBC since I moved to this house? Think about it. They haven't bought, they haven't made a fight that made Ness get a free antenna. The only thing I purchased was their pay-per-view of Jake Paul and Jermell Charlo, which are Showtime events. I haven't bought a free digital antenna to watch their shit cards. I tell the truth. I don't know what we talking about. I'm not watching their garbage.
No, listen, I'm very confused because, you know, part of that rant, about 80% of it's what I said about 3-4 minutes ago. You know, I show my unbiasedness in the form of covering everybody equally, rooting for the best fights despite or regardless of that promotion. You know, I have the same exact, you know, reputation in this motherfucker. Like, everybody that I've spoken to ever about this subject knows that I have no favorite in the race. Like, I'm not sitting here like, you know, am I a Dela Hoya fan? Yes, I just don't think he does business well. I'm not sitting here like, yo, let's go, Golden Boy, let's go. It's for me, it's the fight.
You keep losing me. Why is there a disconnect? Why do we keep arguing about whether you have a favorite? I have said Mario has no favorite.
Okay, you got to chill real quick, chill. That wasn't a response to you. I'm trying to explain my position.
It's just weird to me that you keep reiterating, I don't have a favorite. I know. And that's why it's shocking to me.
But that's what it sounds like you're trying to say, is I do have a favorite, or I do have people that I don't want to win. That's what the narrative sounds like for you. So I'm not sitting here saying, you know, oh, I don't have a favorite because I think you have a favorite. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I don't have a favorite, and I feel like you continue to suggest that I have a favorite or a least favorite. Like, I want PBC to fail or something.
Okay, so I have to be again clear with you because you
– Go for it.
I think this is your – honestly, I think this is your debating
tactic.
Chat, help
me out. If he – listen,
let
tell
me just finish my sentence. Can I finish my sentence? Can I finish my sentence?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think this is like your debating tactic to like just go in circles. I am saying I am not accusing you of being anyone's favorite. My only thing I am saying is I've never heard you say you want one entity in boxing to take over. That's it, bro. I've never accused you of being anybody's favorite. I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
No,
anyway,
listen, I only bring it up because
topic.
You...
Let's just get back to topic.
Go ahead.
Because you're really going down a rabbit hole that I didn't point
brother,
you in that direction.
I'm telling you, I think that you think I'm trying to undermine you.
Said
I think
it.
That's
no,
what I'm trying to
no,
say. Is like,
no,
I don't think
no,
that you get
I don't
what
think
I'm...
that. You don't have
oh, okay,
to keep
cool,
saying
cool,
that.
Cool.
You,
then we're good. Then we're
like,
good.
I just told you how I feel. You don't have to keep saying you think I feel. No, I'm telling you. I've never heard you say you want one entity to take over. That's all I'm saying. It's over. Jeez.
What? You... Yes, you were the bigger adult in this one.
No. I wasn't because I asked you to produce a link. I didn't believe what you said. So I wasn't the bigger adult. I asked for a link to your alleged, I always been feeling this way. So you said it's all over. You can look it up. I said, okay, send me the link. You
no, and all I've done since then is tried to defend my narrative.
But
that's it. And you keep taking it. It feels like you're taking it personal. That's it.
No,
but
I'm
I know
not.
You're not, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm not. No, no, no.
No, I got you. I'm just telling you where the disconnect is. I thought you were taking it personal. I didn't want you to.
How can I take personal you not being able to produce a link? I mean, you obviously never wrote a story on it. Cool. I mean, I'm not going to go
not.
Through your Twitter.
No, I just like you couldn't sit here and produce audio and, you know, an hour's time of, you know, some random thing I asked you, I could not produce. Like, I don't know. It's a stupid narrative to begin with. Like, you know, I haven't written an article on every feeling I've ever had. So, but I can promise you that there's audio out there on this show for multiple shows, and there's audio on D-Style's show. And there's audio probably on my – no, probably not him. But there's audio plenty of places, champ. I promise you. I don't got no favorites in this race.
Oh my God, this man needs a psychiatrist. He's back to favorites.
Well, I'm just saying, that's
who's
the other notion of this, right?
Who's
like, I don't get it.
Who's accusing you of having favorites, bro? Get that word out your mouth. What is wrong with you?
But what? I don't understand. What's wrong with me even saying that? What is it?
Because it's not even a topic of conversation. No one has said, Mario, you have a favorite promoter, a favorite entity, a favorite network, nothing, but you continue to
go over this, like, wow.
I don't know why you can't just let go after I express what I say. Are you afraid to be categorized? I can't understand why you just don't let it go. No, I'm asking you.
Say again?
Is it a phobia or are you afraid to be categorized? To be put
in a box, maybe? Just like you would be afraid to be categorized to be a homophobic or a racist. Like, yeah, I don't want to be categorized as something that I'm not negatively or positive or otherwise.
But
yeah,
that's
of course.
The thing. Don't everybody have an opinion? Doesn't make their opinion truth. But anyway, whatever, man.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, 100%. Everybody has opinion. Just not everybody has articles written about that opinion, you know, 8 years later.
No. I know, and see, that's the disconnect. See, you laugh it off. You're the journalist. You went to college for this. You got a fucking bill for this, not me. So when you say you felt a certain way about a sport you allegedly love and write for a living, but didn't write anything about how you passionately feel because it's all out there. You can find it. But you didn't write about it. So, okay.
So, but that's you saying you don't believe me, right? That you're saying I'm lying?
But I literally said that. That was like, I didn't go in circles. I said, Mario, I don't believe you. That's why I asked you for a link.
So then that's the whole point for me to defend my narrative is because you're calling me a liar on air. Like, you sound fucking nuts.
But
like,
not a liar.
Crazy.
But I'm not saying you're a liar about a favorite. I never mentioned a favorite. I'm saying I don't believe that you want one entity to take over. I know you for... Lord, I
so
mean,
then what
10,
entity
12,
do you think I want
years?
To take over?
I don't think you want any entity. You've
so you
never,
think that
you've never expressed. That's what I'm. Listen to me. All I'm saying, listen, and it doesn't make it not true. I asked you to produce a link because I feel like you're a writer. I know Kevin Ioli. He writes about how he feels. You know, he writes about how he feels. You see it in his writing. He tells you if he's. Anyway, moving on. Writers write about what they're passionate about. They're not just picking up stories that they have no sort of interest
understand,
in.
Yes.
So that's all. I was just looking for, I didn't know. Because I know if I want something, I verbalize it.
So then let me ask you a question. Before today, what is it that you thought? You thought that I wanted a continued Cold War and to have fighters on separate promotions?
No, I thought
continue
you were just
the
like me.
Route of Crawford
I thought you were just like me.
Like that.
I thought you were just like me who understood what I always say. This is remember this phrase I always say? I understand the reality that I live in. We're not going to get what we want. I mean, there's going to be Top Rank doing their own separate business. Now the Zone is going to be doing their own separate business. PBC will continue their own separate business. And whoever doesn't have a network has to deal with those guys the best that they can.
So can I ask you one question? So do you think then it's unfair of me or like just fans like me or whatever, anyone that shares my opinion, let's just put it that way, right? So we don't make it personal or anything. Do you think it's unfair of people with my opinion that think that unless PBC or Matchroom or Golden Boy or Top Rank gets to a situation where they have all the fighters under one, you know, network, all the fighters under one promotion, like, should that not be the end goal? Do you think that's unfair to want or unfair to wish for or hope for or want in sport?
I wish for that all the time. Remember just this year, I've been pushing heavy for DAZN to buy PBC, send them more
Definitely.
Money than the punk $60 million that they get from Showtime and Fox. Because you see, I'm the alleged PBC guy. But I'm really the DAZN guy.
Yeah, actually, they've been calling you DAZN guy.
I'm the PBC guy, but I got more interviews with Eddie, with Joe McCroskey, and probably DAZN fighters at this point. So I don't know. You know, it's you know, I always want one under, all under one. I want all under one. You know, Al had big bucks. That money depleted. Eddie's the new game in town. And Eddie's game, like I said, it's a little better. Why? He's out there vocally. Look at what he did. We were on his Instagram with a million followers showing you the promo to the fight. That he's not a fighter, but he's promoting because that's what promoters do. So, yeah, I'm rooting for Eddie to be smart enough to sit down with the brass at PB, at The Zone and get the word out that their contract is rumored to be up. You know, last we heard, they reportedly got under 60 or 60 million from each network, 60 from Fox, 60 from Showtime, give or take a couple mil. That ain't about shit. They offered Wilder 120 for four fights. I'm sure they could come up with a nice couple millions of dollars to offer them to bring all their fighters over there. And it is almost all of boxing under one roof. It doesn't have to be Al for me. It could be either one. Why? Because I am a consumer. I'm frustrated. I don't want to go buy an antenna to go watch Fox. I already got the app for Showtime. And I already got app for DAZN. And an app for ESPN. And now I got to fucking buy Fight TV. And what's the other shit? Oh, now Triller, you know? Every day there's something new. I want, yes, I do want. Call me whatever guy you want. I want the one guy. I want the unity guy. That's me. I want the everything under one. Because I'm not having fun paying seven different people. And I like the zone better. The fights are on demand. It's on demand, at least. You know what I mean?
So and if streamable, I it, mostly everything.
Exactly. So if I missed it, it's there. You know, I just need, I need them to have the fighters and fights that I want to watch. It just can't be, you know, whatever it is that they're giving us right now. Look, they had a card Saturday. I didn't watch. I was not available.
Well, you know, I think that it like what you got to understand is me and my age group demographic, we come from the Cold War. You know, that's not when I started watching boxing, but it damn near really was like the thick of it. I don't ever want to go through that again, you know, and it really still is the same thing. You know, it's not much different back then. You know, back then people actually talked about it. Back then people actually, like there were actually promoters that said, no, my fighters will never fight those guys, even though, you know, some of the best were in each of those promotions at the time. I'm talking about Golden Boy and Top Rank, if you don't know. And so because I come from that era, there will never be a situation for me where I think that it's a good idea to have more than one promoter, you know, that's in charge of all these fighters because it holds up fights.
Yep,
maybe divisions, maybe like certain people could have certain divisions. That would be okay with me, whatever, you know, but ultimately I would rather have the same division under the same thing. But again, it goes back to what you said. Is it being logical? I guess I forgot exactly how you put it, but yeah. So
let me get to some of these super chats.
Go ahead.
We got Ronald Finkley who says, if you ain't watching Border Wars Saturday, you're not a boxing head. And for anybody just tuned in and doesn't know what Border Wars is, this guy right here on my left over there, he's going to be fighting in the main event for the lineal title, taking on the true essence of Border Wars, the champion from Canada, all the way from Calgary, Canada, Jose El Loco Sands. And you can watch that right here on YouTube absolutely free. So shout out to Ronald for the reminder, and, you know, we appreciate it. So we're going out to Show Kid, who's also fighting in Border Wars, and he says, just watched last night's show. Y'all was all cat. What Adrian Rowan talking about? Mario and Show Kid don't have skill. Y'all got washed y'all last fight. Oh, excuse me. You got washed your last fight. They're talking about you, Adrian. You got washed. And that was by Ed. And then we got another one. He says, just for the record, Adrian, your skills is hot garbage. That Adrian fight was trash. He retired you. You don't want no smoke with Show Kid. Damn, my man calling everybody. This is why I don't want him to lose, bruh. back-to-back losses is going to be horrible to that man's ego. You understand? Like, the way he talked, I don't want him ever to change that energy. I need that for every single Border Wars, man. Yo, he come for anybody. Look, now even Adrian could get it. Damn, that's, yo, you truly the can man, yo. Show kid, the can man. Anybody can get it. I love it. Yo, Border Wars is how many days away now?
Let me check. Five. Six.
Six?
Thought it was six. No, five, my bad. I thought today was
so it's like four in the wake up.
I'm
man.
Still tired, dog. I don't know why, but I'm sleepy.
Nervous.
I'm about
That's
to nap right after this.
That's that nervousness cut kicking in, bro. Yeah.
You know, I can't.
That movement,
I can't
Jose
say
playing
that
in your head.
There's no indication that's what it is for me. I think it's just sleep is what it is. I think I need to get some sleep this week,
bro. We're 12 days away from AJ Usyk, 26 days away from Wilder Fury, 5 days away from Border Wars. Going down. Yo, you got a big date on your shoulders too, man. So much pressure for you. Your wife's going to be there. It's Mexican Independence Day, or what is it? What's your head?
It is. Mexico Independence. Yeah.
Yo, you're the big catch in town. You're the only fight happening this weekend. I mean, they did put some little PBC cards, but again, who got the antenna? Ain't nobody watching that shit.
Yeah, they put an 18th and 19th card out there. They like doing them Sunday shows, huh?
Who's fighting?
I can't stop laughing. I'm seeing everybody's like, yeah, Manchester Mar is not biased.
Huh?
I totally forgot about that nickname. Yo, they used to think I was biased as hell. What am I talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I literally just saw a couple of them pop up and it hit. I was like, oh, fuck, everybody's calling Manchester Mar in 2018.
I don't know when that stopped, champ. Like, we can't talk about Khan
right.
without you get. Yo, when we talk
about
Khan,
about
you turn
UK,
into like
about him being
Lady
good.
Shan and shit.
Yeah, ain't
you
it.
Be like Lady Shan with AJ when we talk about
he's
Khan.
Just good though. Like, that's like being a fan of Scottie Pippen. Like, it's just talent. You
Scottie
like talent.
Scottie was the B-side,
like,
man.
I mean.
Scotty was totally the B-side. Even he,
he was the B-side. Yeah.
Bro, shit. Sometimes he was the fucking C-side. Because I don't know sports, but let me tell you, man, when Dennis Rodman came on that team, it was him and Jordan. Like, they was the mans, right? I don't know that Pippen was getting the same love, right? Am I wrong?
Definitely not.
I mean,
you
probably don't know because you're younger than me. It's probably gonna be some.
Well,
older.
I just seen the Jordan documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't just seen it, but I saw it last year when it came out. Yeah, it's called what was it called? Shadow, help me out. It's on Netflix. Damn it! What was it called? It had like a good name. It was like a 5-part series, and it focused on that last year when they won the championship for Jordan. Finitoed.
We got Chris Carlson that says, let's be real. It's because Al's paint job, and he's got an I don't know emoji. Comes back with another one and says, Mario, they called him Hitler and the N-word. Laughing out loud, shaking my head.
Damn.
Come on, dog. You remember
a
that.
A writer called him that? Or
the Golden Boy emails that surfaced were remembered.
Oh, yes.
It was
a
writer. It was a writer. Marcus Nash is another. That's what I'm telling you. Like, he was met with super duper resistance, bro. Marcus Nash says, good morning, TBV fam. 20, match my donation and support. Shout out. Oh, no, excuse me. Match my donation. Support the show. Shout out to you, Marcus. You guys know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget you can add Nesta Gibbs on Skype from anywhere in the world to call into the show if you don't want to use your landline. You want to use your smartphone and, go over the internet. Download the absolutely free Skype app. We also have an episode of Untitled Today on YouTube membership at 7 p.m. We just did a fantastic free edition courtesy of our pound-for-pound supporter, in Huntsville, Alabama, James Benitez. And wow, people loved it. I'm getting messages left and right. They really loved Shan on that episode too. Crazy. They was feeling her heavy. They loved the Shan after dark. Mario, you wasn't around for that one, right? You was at the gym? It wasn't
was at the Gymboree.
Yo,
it was called The Last Dance. That's what that doc was called.
Last Dance. Wait,
yeah,
wait.
Check it out on Netflix when you get a chance.
With Jordan?
Yeah, it's all about that last season.
Brad,
like Rodman partying.
Did you watch? Let me get the untitled topic and questions post ready.
Uh-oh. Oh, I thought you already had ready.
Oh, Shadeja blanked us? Uh-oh. I'm done. I forgot. I'm like, yo, it's 10 o'clock. No Shadeja. But let me get this out and put it in the chat. All right. I already did that. So I wanted to go here with it. Oh, man, I lost my train of thought, man. What the hell was I going with, Mario? I had interrupted you to say something.
You said you wanted to see the topics, and you said, yo, did you see? And then you said, hold on, let me get the topic.
That movie from Netflix, because I was going to transition into kind of like an untitled feel right now.
Sure.
And it's that unlimited.
Give everybody a hint, a taste.
A taste kind of, yeah, I guess. It's,
yeah, yeah.
While simultaneously putting today's untitled topics and questions post in the live chat. So if you want to ask a question or pose a topic suggestion, you can do so by clicking on the link and becoming a patron. That being said, it is the dude from Entourage. It's called Clickbait on Netflix.
Yeah,
fire.
I saw it.
I love it.
It
was dope. It was
That's
dope.
A good-ass series. You know, people were – have you seen the whole thing yet?
Yeah, I've seen the whole thing.
Dude, people were hating on the ending. Like, I'm not going to spoil it in case you ain't seen it, but people were hating on it. I loved it. I thought it was a good ending.
Yeah, I was happy that – I'm spoiling it. I'm happy that he wasn't a jerk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was mad.
Too.
I was mad that they were trying to paint him as a jerk. Like, because at first it was like, oh, shit, why is this happening to this dude who looks like a great father? Then it's like, oh, shit, this dude is a cheater. Oh, he's a big-time cheater. Oh, and he beats women. And then it's like, oh, no, it's a lie. So it was better. It was better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I didn't want him to
go
through that. And his family and his kids, that's why I was rooting for him not to be a douche because he had those two kids, man. And them,
yeah.
You know, the younger one was handling it. I love it. I related to him, man. He was rebellious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He hooked off on my man. Like, yo, you just going to talk about my mama? Beat the shit out my man. My man, Orbital Bones, broke. He tried
I'll
to sue,
you,
pussy ass motherfucker. This is what I'm saying. How you going to talk shit and then get your daddy to sue? Like, dudes are straight lames out here, man. This shit is fucking weird, bro.
I just love that it wasn't the most, like, it wasn't obvious. Like, the whole time it's pointing to this dude, and you're like, yeah, that's the bad guy. That's the real bad guy. And then it's like, nope, here's a swerve for you. Like, that guy was a piece of shit, but the real piece of shit is these people.
Yeah, that was dope. What was his name? Matt?
Yeah, it was something like, you know.
Bro, he was like terrible. That. He was terrible. I mean, he was another lame. How you gonna have them type of pictures on your work computer?
On your work computer? That's crazy to me.
He's a little silly Billy. Like, people don't watch enough TV. That's what it is to me. You don't watch enough TV. That's why you do these dumbass things. Like, come on, you need to watch more television. Television... movies make you believe, man, and y'all need some movies in your life, I swear.
I wonder how many people that happens to, though, like, that trust their secretaries with, like, all their information that shit just getting got.
She deserved to die, you know what I'm
Hell
saying?
Hell yeah.
That, yo, what's wrong with her? And there's people out there like that. This is
Hell
how
yeah.
catfishing is a thing because of these... Like, how, you know, look, I know it's probably sad in someone's fucking weak mind, but, like, that's your children's fault, first of all. You did something wrong damn, she didn't have children. She couldn't have children. She should have adopted. Fuck all that. You don't fuck with people's lives. She was terrible, man, old-ass lady. She need to get spanked, man. Like, they need to fucking whoop her ass. That shit was terrible. People got killed over that. She literally made that girl commit suicide. That was insane, bro. That was crazy. That movie is dope. Beautiful series.
Yeah, it was dope.
Beautiful series. Y'all should check it out. There goes my free. Netflix need to fucking sponsor me, man. Yo, I was just realizing last night, Netflix took over. Like, I don't care if it's your HBO or Showtime. I'm about to cancel my HBO and my fucking Showtime again. I've been having Showtime since the bum ass. I ain't gonna say anything.
Showtime got some good series, dog.
What they got? I'm tired of Billions.
They got the one with the judge.
I'm tired of Billions. To... Billions is on like season 35, man. Fuck
yeah,
out of here with that shit, man. They trying to, yo, my man, yo, listen, he was fly in Homeland, but like, let it go at this point, man. Nobody cares about him. FYI, he was on something I seen yesterday. It was a fucking stalker.
Black Monday.
No. It was an old movie with Jennifer Lopez. My girl was watching and he was in it.
Oh.
He was a fucking stalker in that movie.
Yeah, this Black Monday is also on Showtime. That's a really good comedy. But The Judge is really good. You got to see The Judge.
No, I seen The Judge.
It's good.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, you liked it?
Right,
you didn't
man.
Like that much, really?
I mean, I don't know how realistic that is, man. I mean, I get it.
It's a really bad scenario.
It's a very... No, because, look, again, I can
no,
see...
you're right. You're
I can
right.
see it happening, because if you're cunning enough, you're like, yo, I know the law, so I can get away with it, you know? That's why so many cops do what they do, because they know what to do. So, I mean, I can see The Judge... I can see a judge doing that in some weird universe, but I just, you know, I mean, him, I love that actor, too. It's so crazy. I don't know his name. He's a good actor. Do you remember his name or no?
Bryan Cranston.
Wow. I never heard of it, but I know. I watch all his movies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I follow actors like that. Like if I like you and you doing something, I don't even like reading synopsises. I hate that shit. Or watching trailers. Don't ruin it for me. All that ruins it for me. I just need the actor. Like if Gerald Butler's in something, I'm going to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what about the last thing? I swear to God, you seen the Spider-Man trailer?
Probably not.
Wait,
is it the one?
You got to watch.
Is it the one where he gets, like, tentacles?
That's, yes. Well, you know who that is. That's Doc Ock from the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
I think I seen something
William Dafoe? William Dafoe's coming out. His voice. You remember when he played the,
I'm going to have to Google. I don't know who the fuck William Dafoe is by name.
The one that plays the bad guy in the first Spider-Man. He plays, what's his name with the pumpkin bombs?
Oh, my man. Yeah. I loved him. He's a great.
Yes,
he was great. He's a great villain. Always.
Yo, they're going to bring
him into
the universe.
Okay. As
so they're crossing the universe. So the way the trailer works is like Spider-Man goes to Doctor Strange and he's
seen
like.
This.
You've seen it. Okay. And then they fuck up the whole time continuum and somehow bad guys from the other two Spider-Mans with Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to come out into the Marvel universe.
And I heard they're going to have all three Spider-Mans too.
That's the rumor. We haven't seen anything for sure, that's going to be
my
dope.
My boy is the one from the UK. He's the best Spider-Man.
What?
Bro, that young dude is
that's
corny.
Exactly
he's just,
what my wife says.
He's just
Green
charming.
Goblin,
he's
you,
charming
man.
To these young teeny boppers. So they like they swap my guy for this bum, man. This guy's
you're not wrong, but come on, big dog. You saying Tobey Maguire's not the best Spider-Man?
Hell, the worst.
The worst. Wow. You and Ash, the only two people on the planet that think he's the worst.
Bro, Tobey was the worst, man. All right. He was so, and then he got the dumb tear. That's where he got the. Remember that? Ain't that where that meme come from? He got the tear.
Oh, the tear. Yeah.
Nah, Tobey was whack. He got the upside down spider kiss. That shit was whack. He got all the. He was the romantic Spider-Man. He's whack, man. He's whack. This, the one from the UK, they went a little bit dark with him, and then you know the new one. He got all the good futuristic love, you know. He was brought up in the right era, so he got everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Look, his suit
he got
was
Iron Man love.
Bro, his suit better than everybody. He got to fucking do features, you know. That's not fair. Get out of here. He had an unfair advantage, and he was younger, you know. Oh, the Beeb in the building.
Hey, you made a tactical error yesterday, Ness.
What happened?
I checked the odds this morning.
Oh, for Mario?
Even money. You should have never put
even
that video.
Money.
You should have never put that video up at Cruz. Everyone thought Jose lost.
Hey, listen, that makes the fight even greater. Now that's probably not a good thing for Mario, because it's September 18th would be, you know, Mexican Independence Day. Weight on the shoulders. His wife is fighting. Weight on the shoulders. The outcome of that fight before his fight, weight on the shoulders.
Ness, let me ask you another question. You may not think this is a big thing. When have you ever seen Mario wear tank tops in September showing off his body?
No.
That's confidence.
Yeah,
he's letting everyone know he's in shape.
He is.
He's letting everyone know he's in shape.
He's the trapezoid king.
When have you ever seen those traps popping out like that?
No.
182.
He's trapped out right now. I asked if he was photoshopping.
Trapped out.
Have you created any Mario Munguia t-shirts yet, Ness? Because, I mean, you better get prepared because
they won't fit nobody.
You better be prepared because his popularity is going to go through the roof.
They come with the whole Hogan split, so you could just
might as well just be prepared to ride the wave, Ness.
Hey, B, did you watch Clickbait on Netflix?
No.
You don't watch Netflix?
I do, but is that good?
Yeah,
really
See, that's because I follow that actor. He was the actor from Entourage, baby. That was one of the greatest series in life.
I'll definitely check. You know what I watch on Netflix? I watch all those like series. Like I watched like the I watched the Witcher. I watched like the sci-fi.
Oh,
stuff.
I love the Witcher.
I like sci-fi. I was a big Stargate fan.
Who? C with Aquaman, where the whole world's blind.
Yeah, I was watching some of that, too.
Now, you know what I rented yesterday, though?
It's on Apple TV.
You know what I rented yesterday?
What?
Brief 2.
Ness, you know?
No, you did not.
Ness, you know what was crazy?
Why not?
You know what was crazy?
He's the bad guy in the first one. He's the good guy in the second
Actually, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I didn't rent Brief 2. I'm such a weirdo. We were going to rent Brief 2, and we ended up watching Kate. That's what happened.
But that's a good answer.
But we went back and watched like 3 YouTube videos on Breathe 1 to remember, because we watched
it.
Like, I didn't want to watch the whole shit.
Here's another positive omen.
Uh-oh.
This is so ironic this morning.
What?
We were talking about the movie Cinderella Man, right?
Uh-huh.
Last night, remember that? Yeah. I woke up this morning without my alarm, and I had my TV on. Guess what was on the TV?
Cinderella Man.
I'm telling you, all the stars are lining up just right, man. This is going to be an epic fight.
I want nothing more than for Mario to win and be a co-host that has the lineal belt, and he could fucking show it there every time we go live. But that's also pressure.
If he gets a victory in this fight, you're going to have to put a picture of him on the belt.
Oh, of course.
Got to be on the belt.
Well, for the future pound-for-pound belt, those are that's the requirement. This belt, if he wins, right, he can get his flag on it, because right now he doesn't have the status, so his flag isn't on the belt.
Jose was talking like a desperate man yesterday, telling everyone he's got to go for the knockout, you know, everybody.
He just wants to excite the public, that's all.
Yeah, Father,
he's got so much
time, got him.
He's got so much to prove now. He's worried about the layoff. He's worried about being in his 40s now.
Nah.
Who knows? Who knows what else is going?
This was always my fight to win.
He just knows what the public wants, so he's going to give it to him. And Mario's a shorter guy, man. Mario's small, bro.
He knows they want me to win, so that's why I'm going to win.
Mario is small, guys. Mario is small. We got KDDR with a super chat. KDDR says, with market control of ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox Free, nationwide broadcasting, even Al, if paid for slots, the potential eye views, how is pay-per-view more successful than potential paid advertising sponsorship? Because the numbers ain't the same, bro. Like, yo, Game of Thrones, how many millions of people was tuned into those Game of Thrones, bro? That's what y'all not understanding. Boxing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Boxing
was awesome.
Is a niche, man. It's like 1 point something. On a great day, we're doing what? 5 mil? A great day. That's an abnormally fantastic boxing day. for us to do 5 million. A good fight on free TV, free meaning Fox, CBS, ESPN, 3 million? T.O. Lomachenko did 3. Crawford normally does 2 point something. You know what I'm saying? This guy, Thurman, used to do 2 point something. You know? When he fought Danny or Sean, I know he did 4 or 5 too. But I just don't think that that's enough money to sell advertising. Man. Super Bowl gets how many people watching that shit? How many people watch just one football game?
A lot. Football is a very popular sport in America.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's a bigger, you know, they have better numbers to go to the advertisers and say, hey, give me X amount of dollars because I got 70 million people watching this game versus 1 million, 3
the amount
million.
The amount of advertisement that ESPN puts behind the UFC is incredible. They really push the UFC.
Sad, man.
It's very sad.
I don't know what is it going to take, you know, for our sport to get mainstream for real, like legitimately.
Do you think that PBC will be with Fox next year?
Bro, we were just talking about that in a totally different type of conversation, but my hope is that Eddie and guys are smart enough to offer PBC I don't know, a couple hundred million. You figure Al got 120 million between two networks and had to fragment the PBC stable to two different networks. He had to share and give one guy one good fight, the other network gets another good fight, they both get two bad networks, yada yada yada. I mean, two bad fights. I mean,
why is Gervonta though? Tell me if this makes sense or if I'm wrong. Why does Gervonta fight on Showtime instead of Fox?
Because they're paying him. They got a deal. He's been on paper. They locked him in.
But why not be on Fox with the bigger platform?
Because they locked him in. To you, does it really matter? You're contracted.
No, it doesn't matter if you're getting the money that you want. Yeah, but I guess it's weird that Fox wouldn't be able to overpay, you know, what Showtime is paying.
I just think the deal was already in place before Fox was there. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right.
Tank has been dealing with Showtime for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and the Fox deal is new.
Maybe Floyd has a loyalty to Showtime too because of what they've done for him, and that connection right there.
He built a huge relationship with Espinoza. Obviously, Espinoza gave him the biggest deal of his life.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Or one of them at that point, you know. And I want that, bro. I want that. You know, I want one app, Beeb. It's convenient.
It's more convenient. Yeah.
I'd rather be
I like
on
that
the
DAZN app too. I'm really starting to like that DAZN app more and more. Because you know why? Tell me if I'm wrong. They continue to improve the quality of that app.
Very much.
The production experience is better than ESPN. ESPN for me, as a boxing guy, ESPN is too cluttered. It's always difficult to find.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, my God. I said the same thing.
I have to literally.
It's even cluttered on the boxing portion.
Yo, I literally got to type. If I don't type top rank in the search, I'll never find the fight.
I was saying the same thing. I was trying to look at, watch that card because I fell asleep during some of the undercard fights for the Valdez card. And I was trying to find those fights, and it was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. I had to go digging for those motherfuckers.
If you don't type in the top search of the little, looper, if you don't just type top rank, that's the easiest way. Top rank, and all this stuff comes out. If not, forget about it, man. It's insane.
Forget it.
There's so many things going on that app live.
So many.
Live.
It's too busy. It's much too busy.
Too busy. And Showtime, I'm sorry, but they are very hit and miss.
No,
I'll watch Showtime sometimes, and it's very clear. Listen, playback is great. Playback for Showtime, honestly, is better than DAZN sometimes.
But
live, Showtime is the worst sometimes. Like, it'll just pause for a minute, and then it'll go live. Like, it
Listen
won't, like, keep playing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, normal
them.
Buffering.
You know, one thing I love about Showtime, you can't even pause the live fight for one. If you pause it, when you press play,
when you press play,
you're not even where you paused it at. You're back at the live
action. I didn't even try that, Ness.
Second, here's the worst. Here's the worst and biggest thing. Showtime, I'm done with them. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm rooting for DAZN to send them some money to whoever's out there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It could be Salida. It could be fucking DaBella. Because Showtime, Beeb, if I'm watching in my office, my wife can't watch in the fucking off in her bedroom.
Oh, at least the zone allows you to have two people on at the same time.
Bro, I mean, this is...
up to three.
Everything is... they're out here to be bloodsuckers now. They're not even... you would think they're like...
let me ask you this,
the
though.
The smart thing is to please your consumer. Not make them pay for everything. Like, I'm going to pay for the fight, and I don't get a replay.
Here's
I'm going to pause
do love
my
about
fight,
Showtime.
And it's not... when I come back from the bathroom, it's not where I paused it. Like, what the fuck?
Here's what I do love about Showtime, and this is just my opinion. They have the best broadcasting crew. I love Al Bernstein. I like Steve Farhood. You know, I like them dudes.
Whatever.
They're not biased either.
I could totally do with the Moras and the Chris Mannixes as long as I'm going to get to pay $8
But Mora's
and have on-demand.
He's really bad.
But again, I prefer on-demand. I prefer... you know, so much more
like,
that they have to offer.
I like when Tony Bellew does those UK cards. He's got a good personality, but he's so goddamn biased, bro. Oh my God, he's so biased.
Who?
Tony Bellew.
Look, he's part of for the UK, and that's what
he's
I'm saying.
Fun,
think about it, right? Like,
he's got a good personality. I like his energy. I love his energy. He's got great energy, but he's so goddamn biased.
So I don't get why DAZN can't take a crack at U.S. again. Like, they tried with Eddie. It didn't work. Eddie is obviously focused on the U.K. They opened up the U.K. app now. So they're experiencing that market. Send the money to Al. Put all his fighters, which are American, on the app. And now you've got an American fan base. It's very simple.
How's this Porter Crawford purse bid going to play out? If this fight even goes off, because I'm concerned that Porter may withdraw from the purse bid.
Why would he withdraw?
Well, I heard that nothing's even been sent over yet over there.
I mean, I talked to Porter on Saturday at the Victor Belfort fight, and he was very positive.
Really?
Very, very positive. He went on record saying that, you know, him and his team are ready if they got to go to purse bid, but everything looks good and they're working on it. So, you know, he said he couldn't talk much about it because of that. So he's training. I know that for a fact because his father, I told the audience like a couple of days, his father called me and sent the picture of Sean in camp and then he flew out to here. So he's training.
You got to get Ken back on there. I got to talk to Ken.
Yeah, no, nah, man.
Ken's one of my favorite trainers. You know, I love Ken.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He's got a lot of new young guys now. So he's actually, shout out to Ken, man. His fighter, Malik Montgomery, that we interviewed quite a few times, that's it. He's on PBC. I think he's one of those September fights you talked about. Malik Montgomery, yo. So already,
You see the beauty?
Let me tell you, bro. Let me tell you, that kid, Henry Martinez, almost fucked up his shot with Ken, bro. And look at that, bro. Malik has, what, 8 fights maybe? Already about to be on television. That's how easy it is if you just stay disciplined once you're connected. You know, once you get with a trainer like a Ken. You know? Crazy, bro. Fighting is dope. If you want to call in, you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget, you can also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. If you haven't pressed 1 and you're on Blog Talk, then we don't know that you want to talk. I'm going to go ahead and play this so we can be ready for phone calls.
These calls are brought to you by Big Rigs Trucking Agency, experts for all your insurance and trucking needs. For quotes and consultations, visit us at brtagency.com or contact us at 908-943-6918.
Ness, do you have any of these Manscaped products?
I do.
These are really good. You like this stuff?
Hell yeah. I got the Lawnmower 4.0.
Use I got the Lawnmower 4.0 TV. And the shirt.
I love how they send you shit for free, man, if you work with them. Oh, just me, you know.
That's
yo,
my favorite
so
part
they
of
sent
this.
You. I didn't get that. They sent you the nose hair cleaner?
No, I gotta admit, I bought this thing.
Oh.
I like this thing. They sent me a couple
I
other
like
clippers
that,
though.
Yeah.
They sent me boxers. They sent me a T-shirt.
Yeah.
They sent me the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sent me all shit.
Yeah.
Shave
yeah,
my
yeah.
pubes nonstop
yo,
for
I
a
see,
week.
And my man was like, yeah. I'm like, ho, I ain't get that. Hold
I knew
up.
It was the nose hair clump.
This is you know what though? This is like virtually nothing when you apply your discount and shit.
Yeah.
It's like fucking $15 for this thing.
Oh,
how are you gonna beat that, man? It's nothing.
Yeah.
Look at the light. See how the light, man? I love
yeah,
that light right
dope.
There, man. That's cool,
yeah.
man.
I like
awesome.
The light that like
shout
flashes
out,
like
man.
Then if you're not in the mood and your girl's like tugging on you, you can use this for a vibrator if you want.
Whoa, yo, I'm gonna tell you a funny Manscaped story, bro. You know,
that was a good one. I even make myself laugh sometimes.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you a funny Manscaped story, right? So the other day, the bell rings. I go to the door. There's a package. I look and it's my son Justin's name and I'm like, what the fuck? And I read and it says Manscaped. I run to his door. I'm fucking not. I'm like, Jay, you better have used my code. He's like, I didn't know you had a code. I said, motherfucker, what you mean you ain't know I had a code? You got to keep that money in-house.
I think he used my code by mistake. That's a mistake.
That's crazy, bro.
I remember seeing a shipment from him.
And he bought the lawnmower bundle, so it was even bigger than just the lawnmower.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
god!
Come on, man. Yo, these kids, they don't even pay
that's,
attention to what their
crazy.
Parents doing, man. No respect. Didn't use my code, man. So you guys know, anybody feel sympathy? Use my code TBV. When purchasing Manscaped, the link is in the description, manscaped.com. Check out TBV. Get
Ness, look at the bag,
off.
Too, man. Look at the bag. You see the bag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how
it's
you
a nice
me?
Bag.
You
I
bag?
Started keeping my, like, I have this thing. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like a cape, like you would have at, like, a
oh,
barbershop.
Yeah,
but it has the, yeah, but it has the ends that, put, like, you could stick to the mirror so that you don't get hair all over the sink.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's dope. I love it. So I've been keeping my cape in that bag.
That's pretty nifty.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's awesome. It's just like a barber shop. You know,
yeah, but
it has stickies, and you put it there, so the hair just traps.
Yeah, awesome. That makes a little dope sense,
bro. I be letting
bro.
My shit get long sometimes. My beard, I mean.
Yeah, that makes actually sense. I like that. Let me go out to Skype. Looking like we got a few callers on Skype. J-Mac, are you available? Or just listening? And your brother, JT. Oh, J-Mac is available.
So you hating?
I'm that guy. What you want to bet? Whoa. Bet $100,000 on that.
Let's bet $1 million. You getting that money, right?
Easy.
You bet $1 million easy. And I for the bread. When I tell y'all gonna say he was too weak on my life.
Okay, bow down, bitches. Come by the hand of business. I'ma teach you all a lesson. This'll only take a minute. Got a part in all the sights and in my blood. Niggas hate it just because. Think about it. Everybody love Bud. J-Mac. What you at? What you at? All these niggas hating on me. Shit is whack. Shit is whack. So official with it, only check it back. Hey, I'm out here trying to get it. I only got a minute. Get ready for the back of time.
Yo, good morning, how's it sound?
What up?
Hey, give me them fight dates and countdowns. We got how many days to Wilder, supposedly?
26.
What's the other ones you said?
AJ 12 and Border Wars is 5.
And well, that's what's up, man. Like, I'm just hoping fights get made. I know Border Wars going down, but these other fights they still got to be made. I know AJ fighting, but I have confidence that Fury's gonna make the fight happen. Beeb, I heard him say something. I was curious to know why his opinion, he thought Sean Porter was going to pull out and what have you, because he didn't get to say it, because once you say what you say, he kind of went a little hushed. But I did want to hear his intel why he think Sean Porter's going to pull out. I ain't got much.
I have a feeling that they're going to do Porter, Ugas too, keep it in-house, and then, you know, set up the big fight with Errol Spence for the winner to get the winner. That's what I'm thinking. Because they got to kill some time. They got to keep Ugas busy. And, you know, like I said, all these guys love to do the in-house fights. And I think he'll be advised to do that, you know, because obviously PBC does not want to put the money up for this fight. They have so much money out there with other pay-per-views that they've invested in. So I just think that they'll probably do the lower profile fight with Ugas, maybe put it on regular Fox and set the stage for the winner to fight Errol Spence. That's just my opinion. And, you know, if that does happen, I wouldn't be totally upset, because if Crawford were to fight Virgil Ortiz instead of Porter, I think both fights are equally intriguing to me. And you know, both fights I like. I even probably like the Virgil Ortiz fight better, to be honest with you,
he
for Crawford.
Ain't season as Porter, man. Virgil ain't as season as Porter.
You can make that argument. I'm not going to disagree with you there. Obviously, Porter's been in with a lot of guys.
Virgil, I don't know that Virgil's ready. You know, he did his thing in that Kavalaskis fight, but
but
Crawford is different. I mean, I want to see Crawford versus Porter. I mean, damn. Yo, we've been talking about that fight since 2017.
But we know how PBC operates, though, Ness. I mean, they string us along sometimes. They get our hopes up high, and then they pull the rug out from underneath us, man.
Listen to me. If they weren't going to do this, they wouldn't have extended. Why would you extend?
Well, that's the problem, too. Like, how many times, like, do we see these things get dragged out? And they lead us along, and what happens?
No, all this is unprecedented. We never seen a purse bid threaten to live stream, announce that they're live streaming it.
Yeah, that's unprecedented.
We seen Eddie ask for extensions before going to purse bid. We never seen purse bid 2 days later. Oh, no, before the 2 days. Where we have to be at, give us an extension. I don't know. I'm positive. I want to be positive. This is the only sport I love. I want Crawford in a big fight.
No, you should be positive. There's nothing wrong with being positive. I should be positive too, but I'm just such a friggin', you know.
I hate this.
I'm a pessimistic bastard. I always think of the worst. That's my problem, man.
People are telling me that Bradley, because I didn't hear it. You know, I don't watch the telecast with volume, so we were doing a live fight chat, I believe, or... I think I was. But anyway, I heard Bradley said, oh my God, did I just lose my train of thought right there? 100%. Okay, Crawford, he said he doesn't think it's a fucking pay-per-view. Like this guy, I mean, first you got the Bob Arum shitting on the thing, and now he's got to fucking swallow his words and negotiate. Now you got this guy on television. How's he going to say something's not pay-per-view worthy, bro? What is wrong with this guy, man? I'm willing to pay for that fight. What is he talking about? How is that not pay-per-view worthy?
Come on, man.
Bro, the disrespect, man. It's crazy.
But hold on. Can we ask this? And I'm not making this argument. I'm not trying to debate you. What I'm asking is plain and simple. Can we say that he's right if he's going by the standards of his era, where only fights with Pacquiao and Mayweather were
that's
on pay-per-view?
Right, he fought Pacquio three times, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
He didn't deserve it then. If he's saying Porter and Crawford's not pay-per-view, why the fuck is you beating old ass Casamayor make you pay-per-view worthy?
Okay, but the only point I'm making is that to say it's pay-per-view worthy now, of course, 100%. But the bar's been lowered, right? I don't want to, point at anybody, but, you know, Mario Barrios,
that's
not nearly as good a fight as Crawford and Sean
Porter.
Mario, that was put on pay-per-view.
That's not true. The bar's always been low.
Because the bar was lowered, then you're going to look at all those other fights that was on pay-per-view that were questionable, and you're going to compare it to this and say this fight's a much better fight than those other ones that was on pay-per-view. So based off of that, you can only compare this to the fights of its era. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but that we have to look at, you know, what's been going on now. You have to look at the market now, right?
Sure.
And of course, if you're going to compare it to the market now, then this is more than a pay-per-view fight, if you really want to look at it that way.
I agree.
I can compare it to the market back then, and it's still pay-per-view worthy. You look at Bradley himself. He fought Marquez on pay-per-view, and Marquez fought Juan Baby Bull on pay-per-view. Sergio Mora fought Shane Mosley on pay-per-view. Bernard Hopkins fought Roy Jones on pay-per-view. Like, the bar's been low.
Yeah,
it's been low.
That's true.
Now, pay-per-view doesn't always mean mega fight either.
Exactly.
You know,
that's true. You're
it's
right.
just another way to pay the purse.
Yeah. And that's the difference. He didn't say that, you know, this isn't a mega fight or this is a mega fight. He said this isn't a pay-per-view, which I think he's wrong. But if he were to have said, like, well, this isn't a mega fight of the caliber of Canelo and Mayweather, well, then I would definitely agree.
Exactly. If he says that, it's different. But, you know, ask him how'd he get his $5 million. Was it on TV or fucking pay-per-view? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's correct.
So Crawford's got a high mandatory minimum, and he wants, what, a network to just fork it out? Like, man. Bro, and this is what I'm saying. Boxing is met with resistance everywhere. Like, you got these people in positions with huge audiences given the wrong opinion. It's just the wrong opinion, you know?
But here's the thing, like, why would an analyst come out and talk about shit like that? Like, you don't hear Al Bernstein saying shit like that. You know, you never used to hear Larry Merchant say shit like that. I mean, be the analyst. Don't take a side, bro.
He's the fighter, but honestly, that's what I like about the fighters being commentators and analysts.
Yeah, you like that. You like that.
Because they give you more, they're more personable. They give you more. Antonio Tarver, Paulie Malignaggi, Bradley Ward, they give you their feelings live on air because they were a fighter. So, like, when Bradley is like, yo, I think Valdez is a cheater, he's telling you from a position of a fighter. Bernstein could never say that.
Yeah.
Farhood could never say that.
He can't.
Because
he
they
can't.
Didn't
You're
fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bradley feels some type of way. He's like, man, I don't want to hear that shit. That shit was in the system.
And he brought up the fact on the telecast, I don't know if y'all heard it, that, you know, he brought up the fact that when he had to fight Marquez, he wanted to use Vada and they wanted to use USADA, you know, and he said, what do you think I did? And he was talking about Robinson, how everybody was saying, well, Robinson's still taking the fight because his opportunity. You know what I mean? That's what he's doing because it's opportunity. And Bradley said, when it was my opportunity, I had to say, okay, let's take USADA, and look what happened in that fight, Marquez.
I'm going to be honest. If I'm Consecau, and I'm finding out that my opponent's taking a weight loss pill with 2 weeks left to go or less than 2 weeks left to go in the fight, that's going to make me a little bit more confident saying this dude ain't even on weight yet and you got to take this drug to get him on weight. And I predicted and I talked about these types of drugs too, and I think his performance kind of proved it, that this really isn't going to isn't a magic pill that's going to make you be a better fighter.
I said that beforehand.
I said that beforehand, and I picked Consecau before the fight. The fight could have gone either way. I did score for Valdez, but, you know, if I flipped round three and I flipped round nine, and I could have even give – you can make – see, this whole commentary that Consecau just went to sleep in the second half of the fight, you take rounds 9, 10, and 11. Right, those were fought on even terms. Those were swing rounds. I thought Consecau clearly won round 10.
In all three of those rounds you mentioned, by the way, Consecau he out punched him. He outlanded.
Yeah, the thing that Ward was saying, like, oh, this dude is just packing it in. He's he's broke. What the fuck did that mean? Like, did he look like a broken fighter in rounds 9, 10, and 11? Come on, man. Like, I just didn't see it. I love Andre Ward to death, but I just didn't see what he was saying.
Well, you know, you could talk about who won the fight on points, and then you could talk about who won the fight, you know, in the ring. Because when you talk about, like, the point that's that was taken. And, you know, you talk about all these other aspects of the fight. Like, just break it down, who won the most rounds. There is more than enough evidence, or there's more than enough debate to argue for Gronsigal. I think it could have been a draw as well.
How'd you guys have it? How'd you guys have it?
I actually scored it for Robinson the first time, and then I had it for I had it a draw the second time.
How'd you have it, Ness? Probably had it for Gronsigal, right?
I didn't score it.
Oh, you didn't score it? Yeah.
When I watched that fight and we watched it live, I just never thought I needed to score that fight.
Like, yeah, yeah. I picked Gronsigal, man. I picked him.
Crazy, man. Listen, I'm going to do a poll. Should I replace one of these fighters with Andre Ward, or is there a better fighter commentator to ask the public what fighter does the best commentary? Antonio Tarver, Paulie Malignaggi.
Oh, I love Paulie Malignaggi.
Timothy Bradley, Roy Jones. Obviously, Andre Ward could be added there. Tarver probably.
I would take Tarver out and put Roy. Honestly, I like Roy better than Tarver.
Roy
but that's
just
me.
Roy is in
I like Tarver a lot, man.
Oh, I thought you. Oh no, I said. I thought.
Ward
okay, I'm sorry.
Is the
I thought
one
you meant,
out. Ward. Is
Ward.
Not
I thought you meant. Okay, I'm so sorry. Well, then
Ward,
I would still
I
put
like
Ward
is,
in and take Tarver out.
I feel like Ward is brand new, and Tarver was doing his thing. It's crazy. Tarver got ejected from Showtime for testing positive in the Latif Kayo fight.
Yeah.
And they stopped him from being a commentator, never brought him back. Roy tested positive. Mad people tested positive and still gets a commentator.
But Roy worked for HBO too, and so did Ward. Remember, Ward worked for HBO too as a commentator. So
yeah. I got to say, even when I don't agree with Ward, I still like how he presents his points. He explains.
He's so level-headed.
Himself.
That's why he's super level-headed. That dude.
Yeah.
So
I like
keeping Ward. These names? All right. One more time: Antonio Tarver, Paulie Malignaggi, Timothy Bradley, Roy Jones Jr.
I would take Tarver out and add Ward. That's just my opinion. If you don't, I still think it's a good list.
Wow. And that's it's so whack that YouTube doesn't let us do five. Like I only get four options.
I know.
What is the question? Like, who would you take out, or who do you think is the best?
What fighter does the best commentary?
Oh, I like Paulie Malignaggi the best.
But am I missing an option? Is there another fighter there that deserves more?
Sergio Mora?
You know, Emmanuel Stewart played that role.
Yeah,
that same blow.
Some of these guys don't even know Stewart at this point. Sucks.
Yeah, but he was a commentator for real. Had that Ness excitement when something happens. And then he had that beautiful artistic way of, you know, explaining the sweet sign. But he just was passionate. Y'all remember the Victor Cheeseburdo knockdown? Like he's it was great. I loved it.
Wait, when he had with the sucker punch?
Yes.
Then he goes like this, bar. He's like, oh,
I haven't remembered that deep in
that
like,
was so
like,
he couldn't even.
So much for that.
He goes like
Yo,
this. Now,
I
right?
got the line, and Mario is not a favorite. I got the official line. Mario Jose is 115, and Jose is a minus 115. Mario is a plus 115.
That's virtually even money, Ness. Come on.
But they're still a favorite. They're still a favorite. Technically speaking, the minus money is the favorite, bro.
But Jose opened up at a 6-1 favorite, and he got bet all the way down. Look at this.
I think he was at 11-1 at some point.
Yeah, right. Look at these guys.
I remember
you
were 9-10-1.
You did Jose a disservice by having me come on and be do an objective breakdown.
No, that was great.
That's one problem.
That was
number
great.
Number two, you replayed that Cruz fight. That was a horrible move.
No,
right?
All that was perfect.
Then you did the poll. That was another horrible move, right?
Build up. This is all that is. Now they want him to be dethroned.
But y'all
going
to have to sell all that Jose stock at the end of this fight, man.
And that's the thing.
Can Mario do it?
That's the question. Can Mario do it? All that did was build it up. Now
this is the best version of Mario we could possibly be. This is the best version of Mario, and we could possibly be seeing.
Let's hope
a less than best version of Jose.
Yes, I think that's an. I think that's
right?
a very
like I said. Like
very...
I said, the boxing gods are looking down on this fight, and they're gracing Mario with Thor's hammer right now.
Bro, people are gonna be shocked at how I use my legs. I'm just going to say that. That's the only thing I'm going to say is people are going to be shocked at how much better I use my legs because I worked really, really hard on two things.
Shoulder stamina
and leg stamina. To be able to throw a million punches and to be able to stand in the in a squat position, get low, pop up throughout.
That's the
three
biggest
rounds.
Thing right there, Mario, is you bending your knees. I love it. You weren't bending your knees
before. I
worked
really hard to do that. No. And honestly, past like the first half of the first round, I could feel my legs so heavy because, you know, that's the thing. Like, I've squatted up to 500 pounds before. Like, I've had very strong legs, but they don't help at all in a fight. Like,
just
sit down, Mario.
Bend your knees. Bend your knees and sit down. Don't stand straight up, man, because you exert more energy when you stand straight up. That's all. Mm. All right. That jab is going to be sailing over Mario's head all night. It's probably going to be glancing. It's probably going to be hitting him on the hairline.
It's probably going to be grazing his hair.
Those punches won't even count. You can't count punches to the hair nest.
All right. Mario's defense is earmuffs. Remember that. He's going to try and cut the distance with his ears. Like, oh.
Mario's defense is like Captain America's shield. You can't penetrate it. You can't penetrate it, Ness. Got the adamantium defense, man.
Oh, shit. That was a good one.
The vibranium.
One.
He's got the vibranium.
Damn, I
should have
dressed
defense.
Like Captain America for the weigh-in. That would have been hilarious.
Going to have to do more than just, you know, come in with them high guard earmuffs,
Do another poll, Ness. I bet you like Mario's going to be 90% now over Jose. He was like 70% yesterday.
I'll tell y'all.
I don't want to ruin Mario's chi going into the fight. He starts getting a false sense of confidence that he's an A-side. And look, he got knocked down in the last fight for believing in his power. You know,
that was just a push. That man shoved me like I was a linebacker and he was the O-line.
And then Jose's talking about going to bars and drinking and stuff. And come on, man. He's not ready for this fight.
He on vacation. I'm in fight camp. That's the difference. No, I'm playing. I expect a very good version of him. I do.
I like the trainer too with Doomy. That's great right there, man. Jose's got yes men around him.
The trainer he hasn't even got with yet.
No, we've had a lot of Skype consultations. Don't worry about that. Those count.
I hope, man. Yeah. 5 days, bro. 5 days. Tick tock.
Five days.
Oh, look at this guy.
Exactly. Exactly. Right now, Pauly Malignaggi's in the lead at 51%, and he can't even get back on, man. Nobody, you know.
They railroaded him, man. Yeah. Oh, my God, did they railroad him. I was so mad what they did to him. Yeah. So mad.
Well, he said some questionable things, though.
You can make that argument.
But that's the thing. At least
I don't
fair.
Remember. What did he say, Ness? Not tell me what he said, but what was it? What was the subject?
I don't know the exact context, but he said that the era of the black fighter is over. It's the era.
Yes, I remember.
It's the era of the Eastern European fighter.
Yes, I do remember that now. Yes. Yeah, I agree with Beeb.
It's such a weird subject.
I
don't even want to say how I feel.
No, I'm not gonna. I wouldn't touch that with a fucking 10-foot.
Yeah, you know, if people are gonna feel badly about that, you can't tell them not to, man.
No, you can't tell them not to. No way. No, and that's the thing is, I feel like Pauly was better than that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Antonio Tarver. I'll be honest, I never thought he was like a great commentator. He's a good commentator, and absolutely he is at the highest level, you know, but I didn't think he was the best of the highest level. So, like, something happens, they get rid of him, like, whatever.
You know what it
but
was?
But with Pauly, I felt like that just wasn't enough.
Bro, Pauly got the fights. Pauly got the fights. That's why you hold him in high regard. So Antonio was sniped at the butt of his career as a commentator. Like, he didn't get to call any of the big fights. Pauly called Thurman's, Porter's, you know,
well,
Wilder's. He calls so many big names.
Here's the bigger question. Should politics and sports be mixed?
It's always going to be mixed, man. It was based off that.
It probably always will be to some degree, but do you think it should be?
I don't want it to be, but
I don't want it to be honest.
Bro,
It's you know,
anybody
I'll
that
be
watched
honest,
the
like,
Triller card knows politics and boxing are one and the same. That shit
yeah,
was
I mean, there's a, reason why there's a movie called The Great White Hope
exactly.
or The Great White Hype or whatever it's
Great
called.
White
like, there's
Hope.
A reason why that movie exists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the black versus Mexican, the white versus black, or the Irish versus Mexican, like those Puerto Rican versus Mexican, like those things sell. Like, people root. And to me, a lot of times it feels the same way as, like, I root for the Cowboys and somebody roots for the Eagles. Like, it's feels not territorial. What's the word? Tribal, in a sense.
Tribal,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Tribal, yeah.
And so,
I hate tribalism, too.
It yeah, and it
me.
Sucks when it goes to a level of, like, ugliness. You know, like, there's a thing. Like, I remember going to the Pacquiao and Claude fight, and those two nations showed up and represented. And the only people that got into a fight that night were Mexicans against each other. Like, that was the whole night. Like, the you know, the two countries didn't fight each other, they, at least not in front of me. And they weren't being disparaging or ugly. And, you know, they were rooting for their guys. So, like, to me, it's, like, no issue to root for your, you know, heritage or ethnicity or whatever. It's just, like, when somebody starts taking it to an ugly place, it's like, yo, that shit ain't – there ain't no use for that.
No good, yeah.
But I don't think Paulie did that intentionally.
I think we got a counterpunch. I don't know. J-Mac, am I right? J-Mac, you passing? You passing? All right. We got – Mario, check that blog talk for me. We're going to go to James Payne Lee. Uh-oh, it's fight week for James. What up, champ? Are you available before I go through the motions here? James.
James Payne is my name, partner, how about you? Standing on my property and I'm gonna see about you. If I come out on my porch, I see you sitting in your wheel. Boy, I hope you know somebody, better be waiting on the bitch. James Payne, baby, see me pissing on the post. If we're playing basketball, you might see me in the post.
CVV, I'm audio sounding this morning.
You good. What up?
What's going on? How y'all doing, CVV? Top of the morning to you. Best part of waking up. Y'all know the slogan from that 80s, CVV in my cup, man. I appreciate the content, man. It was a rough night last night. I sent you, you know, the info about my how my farm went yesterday, Ness. But last night, I got the call that my aunt, who've been battling COVID, passed away last night.
I'm so sorry, man.
And,
so sorry to hear
so
that,
it's, you know, it's been a blow, man. Just a lot on my mind, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's fight week. And, you know, I was dedicating this performance to my father, man, but I got a lot to fight for. And I just hope my opponent's ready, man. Because, you know, ready or not, man, I'm coming in there and I got a lot to fight for this weekend. And it's been a lot on my mind and it's a lot on my heart right now, you know, just trying to hold it together. So I hope he's ready. Because if he gets this message, man, I can't wait to see your ass in the ring on Friday night, man. Because it's a lot that I've been going through and I've been training my ass off and I've been pushing myself to the brink. And I've been seeing your ass in nightclubs and you enjoying your life, man. So I hope everything's good. Because for me, shit ain't good, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't been good. My training been hard. And I've been sparring with guys way better than me. Olympians and professional fighters. And they've been doing their thing with me, man. I've been boxing for 6 months. It's not a long time. But come Friday night, whatever I get, I hope I let the world see what I got, man. I plan on letting it all hang out. And I'm not leaving that fucking ring with no regrets. I'm going to let my nuts hang all over that motherfucker. So I'm going to see dude this Friday. And I wish all the Border Wars fighters the best of luck on Saturday. And I wish I was with y'all. And I'm sorry for my emotions. Just going through a lot. So that's my call.
James, man, keep your head up, champ.
Yo, James, so sorry to hear about that, brother. We got you in our prayers. And good luck, bro.
Heart goes out to you, man. Heart goes out to you.
Definitely.
J-Mac, counter.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, man, shout out to James, man. Sometimes people get hit with things that shake them up. You can hear it all in his voice, his sincerity, battling his emotions, trying not to crack his voice. But, like, shout out to him. Keep putting in the work. And I'll definitely send prayers out to his family and him. But I actually called the challenge B, how is he making excuses for guys with performance enhancers? I think he made a comment saying that he's been arguing against it, saying, like, I don't want to quote him, but I know he said something like, prove that it doesn't help you in a fight or what have you, or the fact that it was cutting weight and what have you. And I'm totally against that because we don't need to make excuses for performance enhancers. And whatever you say, you can correct me afterwards. It's been a minute since Ness responded to me. But when dudes taking performance enhancers, like I said last time I called it, it's called a performance enhancer. Enhance your performance, whether it's to make you cut weight, whether it's to focus on your concentration. A lot of times, some cutting weight performance enhancers, it has stuff built into it so it can help you focus, concentrate more, and what have you. You're still reaping the benefits. So we don't need to make no excuses for dudes on what it don't prove or what it don't do. If it's not supposed to be put in your body for sports performance abilities, it should just stay out of it, and we shouldn't make excuses for dudes. It should be straight across the board and what have you. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's my favorite fighter, your favorite fighter. If a dude takes a performance enhancer, he should be dealt with accordingly in the sport of boxing. It's just that simple. That's my call.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't have been taking it. I can't debate against that. I guess my whole argument was the misinformation about the drug. You know, that was my whole argument. When you say making excuses, I think you're just picking and choosing your words because you're taking things out of context. You're not looking at, you know, the big picture. You know, stealing a loaf of bread is a crime. So is armed robbery in a bank. But they're two different levels of crime.
Good point.
So all drugs are not created equal. Now, he should have been punished, should have been stripped, should not have been allowed to fight. But this whole thing about this drug was a super drug is just not correct. You don't see these obese people taking this drug, Phetamine, and going out and running marathons, right? You just don't see it. And I had a bone to pick with Victor Conti because he was trying to tell people this was a masking agent, which doctors proved it wasn't. You know, and he was trying to say that this drug stayed in your system 30 days. It's out in a day and a half. He's trying to say that the benefits of this drug are going to last a month. And stimulants are in and out of your system so quickly that the benefits are short-lived. So I'm just clarifying what the drug is. And my problem is all the virtue signalers who have all this problem saying, oh, well, people can die in this sport. Yeah, but you know what the biggest problem is? There's three big problems, and I talked about it in one of my videos, is all you got to do is look at that Flores Jr. fight, how he was allowed to continue fighting when he couldn't even defend himself any longer. I'm more mad about something like that than someone taking a diet pill. I think that is more dangerous. I don't like these day before weigh-ins when you're giving these guys a false sense of security where they can drop 25, 30 pounds and then in 36 hours, expect to get everything back that they lost. I think that's dangerous. I don't like these crazy mismatches when you got a guy who's a world champion fighting a guy who's a 20 to 1 underdog. That's a problem. So those three things, I think, provide more danger to fighters, and I think history has shown that have caused more fatalities than the PEDs. Now, that's not to make light of the PEDs. The rules are what the rules are. But let's not come out with all this false outrage and this virtue signaling and trying to make something worse than it really is. That's my argument. You're acting like this guy took some drug that's going to turn him into the Incredible Hulk and he's going to go mash someone and kill. Like I'm not prepared to fucking charge Oscar Valdez with attempted murder because he took Phetamine. I'm just not.
So real quick, I want to just make this clear because this is a conversation that's continuing from a week ago.
After you're done,
and I remember,
J-Mac has a counterpunch when you're done.
Okay, I'm going to do this in 30 seconds. What Beeb had said was that Oscar Valdez 100% deserved to be not fighting, deserved to not fight for the title, and that the WBC and Top Rank were doing the wrong things. But the other point he had made was that he didn't believe that Federmin would even help him. And that's not to say that it's right to take it. It's just, in his opinion, he thinks that what he was saying is that that signals a poor camp for Oscar Valdez, that signaled a bad look for him, that he was going to be in a very bad situation, that he had the mentality that felt like he had to take it, and B, that drug may have side effects that cause you to not perform at your best. And what happened? Oscar Valdez had to get on the scale 3 times to make weight, and Oscar Valdez did not look anything remotely like the guy that beat Burchell. Now, I'm not saying Valdez looked bad, but he started slow, which he's always kind of a slow starter. But ultimately, he didn't look his best. So I went back and thought to myself, man, you know, Bebe might have a point here. And so I think the truth is really what Bebe was after. Bottom line is, he said that, you know, he shouldn't have fought, and we're all in agreement with that.
It's a prescription drug. It's illegal to take the drug without a prescription. So that in itself says that he was wrong for taking it. I get tired of hearing, oh, well, people can die in this sport. Name me one person that's taken fentanyl and killed somebody in the ring. Just give me a statistic.
HGH, yeah, but give
me statistics.
PRT,
let me get like the level.
Let me get to J Mag, because you gave.
Go ahead. You're
point.
Right. You're
he
right.
Gave
you're
his
right.
Point.
My fault.
I want to get to him on
let
his
him
counterpunch.
In.
Only thing let I'll in. Add is that I don't think it's about you know, name someone that got killed, or it's just it helps you cut weight. So it's
no,
important.
That's true.
One fighter
unequivocally,
has an advantage.
Unequivocally, I have no debate against that.
J-Mac,
talk
to me.
Yo, yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, this was for the record. I do need to do a little more education on what it does. I just know it's a performance enhancer. And I know it was a banned substance from my understanding. Not he needed to have a prescription, because they have substances banned for a reason. And it was, even if it was focused on enhancing his cut weight, it still was used to enhance his ability to cut weight. Now, it's a case-by-case situation with fighters. Don't say, because what happened to one fighter and what didn't happen to the other fighter, or the benefits of what a person may get from a certain drug or cut weight drug, we can't just say that's across the board thing. What we can say is it's an illegal substance and it's a banned substance when it's used to enhance sports. So my argument is based from off of that. So when I say, I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, damn, he didn't look like, it looked like he, that drug didn't even help him. But I'm going to say, damn, he used a performance enhancer and he still looked like that. But the fact of the matter, I still, performance enhancer. And man, I'm not going down on who lose their loss. Hello?
You had cut out for a brief second.
I'm driving, so my bad. Okay, I'm not going to go on who lost their life and what have you, because that's still a case-by-case situation. You may have a dude that take a drug that may enhance his performance and focus and give him the right type of energy and fight through to make it to where he can stop that guy or possibly hurt that guy. And then another guy who's struggling with making weight all camp, got a lot of stuff going on, he can't work this hard, so he used it just to make the fight and what have you. And that could have probably been what happened. I'm just guessing. But you know what I can't guess on? That he popped 30 for a performance enhancer. That's my call.
You know, real quick, I
can't disagree with anything
he
said. I can't disagree with anything
he
said.
I don't disagree with anything he said. And also, I want to reiterate the fact that I'm glad he did that super chat, because that's what we need. We need to continue to pump up the main point. And the main point is any cheater should be subjugated to the exact same kind of punishment all around the board. That said, there are people out there like myself, like Bebe, who do have an interest in the physiology of all this, in the biology of all this, in the chemistry of all this.
And the science.
People don't know this about Bebe. If you hadn't been listening from, you know, TBV for the last few years, but Bebe is an accomplished athlete. I mean, Bebe is probably one of the greatest amateur athletes I've ever known. I mean, he year-round keeps his body weight at ridiculous levels that bodybuilders strive to keep at during in comp. You know, this is a guy who knows a lot about steroids, a lot about health and just the, you know, biochemistry of it all and the way that things react. He's taught me a lot over the years, and he's helped me to be a better powerlifter, a better bodybuilder, and just a better athlete. So, you know, there's this interest that we have that other people might not have. And then it might sound like excuses when really I just want to know if that thing works the way that they say it works. I just want to know what it does. And if it's a even if it's on the banned substance, it's cheating. That's it, regardless. But if he's taking something that doesn't even help him and may hinder his performance, then that's something I want to know too. And he should still be subjugated to the same punishment, regardless if he's taking a performance enhancer that helps or doesn't help. It's on the ban list for a reason. The WC fucked up when they said, we're going to use VADA. And then VADA said, nope, this is a banned substance. And they said, oh, you know what? We're going to use WADA because it's going to let the fight go on to be highlighted the most.
Well, in fairness, you can't really be mad about the fight going on because all the commissions generally follow the WADA protocol. You know, generally I say, but what you can argue is WBC should have stripped him. At the very least, he should have been stripped of his title. You know, so. But
I definitely thought he was going to be stripped or at least made to fight without defending the belt pending investigation.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to do a rush job,
What did I say to these lines?
I'm sorry. I mean, I know, look, people, you're probably not going to like us this week. It's fight week for us. It's Border Wars. And, you know, it's going to happen like this. You know, we're doing fight week. Bro, how they got Sean Mission Impossible Jones, an underdog, over Smoke 'Em Out Jay? This is crazy right now. They got Sean Mission Impossible from Houston, a plus 115, and Jay, who's got one fight and one win over Supermax, is a minus 115.
Someone must be in his camp watching the sparring sessions. That's all I can say.
Yo, Vegas playing heavy right now, B.
Listen, Jordan knocked out Chris Vega and beat
Chris Vega. That sounds like a porn star.
And beat Swin from Orlando.
It's
and
green.
He's even Blue money with Show Kid, Mario.
I love that name, Show Kid. That's
he's
an awesome
even
name.
Even money with Show.
Even money.
Yo, they disrespecting me.
Even money. What you mean? They're giving you credit. You got to win over Show Kid, who's
yeah,
even
but
money.
They've given him the better odds against his opponent. That well, actually, Jordan hasn't fought in a while either, I guess.
No.
What was Jose's last fight?
2019.
Well, who was it against?
The champ, ring champ, Cruz. Eric Cruz.
He's coming off a loss, in my opinion.
He set me up for that.
He's coming off a loss in my opinion.
Coming off a loss.
Yo.
We did a poll on that too, Mario. Like 90% of the people thought he lost that.
He got robbed as an underdog.
Everyone was saying he lost that. People were calling in. And you know what Ness was accusing him of? Oh, you must be a long lost cousin or something. Oh, you had Thanksgiving dinner over his house one day. He was coming up with all these excuses why people picked Cruz as the victor in that fight, man.
Bro, he got robbed as an underdog too, man. I mean,
you know what
Ness
said too? That the camera angles made it look like he lost the fight, man. What's next, man?
Bro,
it was a magic show going on behind the scenes in the stands, and people were getting and the judges were getting distracted watching that. I mean, how many excuses are you going to make for this kid, Jose?
All right, but you
that was a loss. That was a clear loss.
You seen it? There, Supermax was a plus 900.
Wow.
Yo, Santiago was a minus 1,500. That's like Vasyl Lomachenko numbers, bruh.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
I'll put a dollar on that. That's crazy. Especially because if you think about, well, you know, I'm not even going to get into it. What does it matter?
Bo is terrible, though, man. Bo is terrible. These odds are crazy, man. Come on, man.
Some of them are a little off, but Bo does a good job normally. Pound for pound's always on
right,
point.
He's all over the place. First of all, Supermax fight is canceled. That shit shouldn't even be on there. His mad fight's missing. How is Jay an underdog? I mean, how is he a favorite over Sean, who's like three fights in? You know what I'm saying?
This Border Wars is so good. I think it should be put on Patreon, man. We may have to start charge for this, man. This may be the first Border Wars that we have to charge for here.
Yo, imagine that.
Actually, we're doing it backwards, bro. We're doing it backwards. We used to charge, and this is the first one we're doing free. We need the word to get out. People need to see.
Okay. I can't disagree with you. You're the businessman here.
If y'all ever do it, it's got to be Ness has got to be the color man, and Beeb's got to do the blow by the play by play.
Fly out, man. Fly out, Beeb. Stop holding
nice
out, man.
This week, but anytime.
Yo, Mario would get the win if you're there. If you're there, he's getting a knockout. If you're there, you could be in his corner.
Even the corner, if he's there. Oh well, but then he's gonna compensate. Oh, that's gonna be tough. Whatever, don't matter.
If he goes to your corner, then Doomy could be the ref. Because that's Logan. The thing.
When Mario fights, we need
a new ref for Doomy.
Listen, I win the lineal title, okay? And you and Doomy in the corner. And we open our own gym called the Lineal. Yo, we could put it wherever you want. We could take it to Boston. We could take it to Jersey. Y'all come to Texas. Don't matter. We can open up a franchise of gyms.
What part of Wisconsin is this going? What is this called? Watertown.
It's 45 minutes
airports.
To
you can use the MKE
to Milwaukee from Milwaukee.
Yeah, you can use the MKE airport code, or you could go to Madison.
Yeah, nobody fucking told me that.
Yeah, but Madison is further out.
Not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, then that's not the one I'm talking about. My bad. Somebody found that private one. It's like 15 minutes away.
Where does the airport take you? To Dexter?
Nah.
It takes you to Milwaukee. Yeah.
Oh, so Boston,
and
Milwaukee?
It's like almost an hour from there to Watertown. So, yeah.
Boston, Milwaukee.
That's where I had to get
spend some of that money you got tucked away, man. You got to splurge on yourself every now and then, man.
These plane tickets are nothing, man. They're cheap.
Really? Oh, that would be great. Show up, man.
When you invested in crypto, you know, 9 years ago, like Beeb.
Damn.
It's only a 2-hour, 45-minute plane ride, too.
Wow, that's amazing. I think it's more for me. Let me check my flight. I think
definitely
my flight is
more
longer.
For you, for sure. Yeah,
I'm 3 hours away from you by plane ride. This plane ride may be like 5 hours for you, Ness.
Yeah. That's a long – that's a – because
you're on the
bottom side.
It takes forever.
And Beeb's,
I got travel time. Oh, I got 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yo, this might sound stupid, but I just want to bring it up because it's been bothering me this whole time. Brandon White said, you know what? I'll wait for Untitled. Never mind. I'll save it. Never mind.
Save it, Mario. Don't let these guys get in your head.
I'm going to save it because he brought up something really funny, but at the same time, I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, damn, that's a good point, but no, I'm going to save it.
Save it, Mario. Don't give these guys nothing.
Show me a link. That's hilarious. Mary Ross has been killing it in the chat all day.
Yeah, man, show me a link, Mario. Show me a link.
This is going to be the best Border Wars
ever,
man. Ever.
JT, are you available now? JT in the place to be. Keem in Florida. All my work is working. All right, who we got over here? Anybody on Blog Talk, you got to press 1. There you go. We got Hawk in Maryland. What up?
Hello?
Hello.
Yo, what's up, fam? How y'all doing today? TBB number 1.
What up, Hawk?
Ain't too much, bro. Bro, it don't matter it don't matter who gives you a box of shit. Whether they gift wrap it, whether they put bow ribbon on it, nice Christmas paper on it, whatever it is, once you get it, it's and you open it up, it's still a box of shit. So it don't matter what he had in his system, whether it was this or that, because it don't matter when it's certain fighters, so it don't matter what he had in his system. And on top of that, he got his ass beat. I didn't see him win that fight. One of those judges got there with the scorecards already in his back pocket filled out. There's no way he saw that fight with the dude only winning three rounds. Dude won like the first six rounds in that fight. And and maybe he didn't take an enhancement thing that makes him carry it.
There you go.
He got his ass whipped. He looked like he got his ass whipped, and he should feel like he got his ass whipped. But in my opinion, no matter who gave you that boxer shit, it's still the same. It's still a boxer shit. He should be dirty, and it don't matter what he was dirty with, how potent it was, or whatever it was supposed to do, because it obviously didn't help him because he got his ass beat. But I get tired of the double standards.
I told you
it
wasn't going to help him.
But that's my call. I really can't hear you. What you say?
No, I said I've been told everybody that shit wasn't going to help him. I told him it was going to hurt him. That's what I said. I'm not saying he should have taken it, but I'm just saying I knew it wasn't going to help. I told everybody that.
Right, but the point of it being anything, whatever it was, it shouldn't be nothing in the system. It would be supposed to be fighting under certain rules and regulations.
I'm on board with you 100% with that.
Huh?
I said I'm on board with you 100% when you say that. I'm not going to argue against that. I think you're right.
That's my argument, man. That's my call. That's my argument. I don't see no difference. You know, it's no different.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not supposed to be there. Fight clean, bro. Fight clean. I mean,
that's right.
I've been doing it for years, fighting clean.
All right. Yo, guys, did you see the whole McGregor and, Machine Gun Kelly, who's dating Megan Fox? McGregor at the VMAs threw a drink at Machine Gun Kelly because he didn't want to take a picture with him. McGregor funny as hell.
Are you serious?
Is he the best villain or what?
I don't like McGregor, man.
Bro, see? And that's why people
He's got a great Vince McMahon walk. I'll say that.
Bro, my man's out here, bro. But he's the only dude I know never gets arrested for his aggravated assaults in public.
Gets away with everything, man.
Everything, bro.
I read something about that, but I thought they had a scuffle, but I didn't know Conor threw a drink at him.
Conor threw a drink? Hell yeah, let me screen share it. Conor Trippy. Call it Conor Trippy Red.
Megan Fox is so pretty, man. Oh, my gosh, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. I didn't even know Machine Gun Kelly was popping to be getting a Megan Fox. Shout out Antonio Tarver with the video. Look at that's Machine Gun Kelly. He tall and skinny as hell.
He's your height, Ness.
Setting up the next celebrity fight right there. Look at Megan Fox. She really had her hand on her heart. Like, oh my God. Oh, is that Ashanti with Megan Fox?
You know, he does punk now, like punk rock. He put out like a punk rock album.
Yeah.
Wow. After Eminem finished his career.
I don't think he's a bad rapper, but, you know.
I always thought he was a good rapper.
He's not bad, bro.
To go after M, and when he did that, that's when he kind of shit the bed. And honestly, his original diss track wasn't bad at all. You know, it was kind of corny at times.
I mean, not King.
Anyway.
Yo, Megan Fox was at the VMAs last night, man. She had like a dress on. You could see right through it and everything.
That's when this happened at the VMAs.
Oh, I see it now. It's popping up on my thing.
Why was he at the VMAs?
McGregor? Because he's a celebrity, bro. What do you mean? Bro, 5 million people bought his pay-per-view with Floyd, bro. He's a celeb. Let me get to Adrian, who got called out by Show Kid. What up? You heard the show or what? Called you hot trash, man. He said you hot garbage, man. He said that fight with you and Ant was a waste of his life, bro. Damn, Adrian's busy. I needed you to respond to all them Show Kid. Oh, I hear you now. What up?
What up? No, I didn't hear the call out, but, you know, I just say this. He can get it. I ain't afraid of nobody, so it is what it is. I show up, I fight, and you're right. That fight with Ant sucked, man. I'm fucking disappointed in myself for that. Shit, I'm a coach. I can watch that shit and understand it better than he can. But, I mean, if you're going to talk shit to me, you're a quitter. You quit on your stool.
Ooh.
You said no mas. So, I mean, coming from somebody who quits, I ain't worried about it. And don't worry, I can gain weight.
I always forget that. I always forget that because it goes down in Mario's record as a stoppage. So we just think Mario got power, Mario stopped him, but technically it was worse than a stoppage. He quit on a stool.
He ain't got no fucking heart. He was like Sony, fucking quit. So it was fucking
real. Don't do that. Sony ain't been back since, man. Where he at, man?
But all I'm saying is, if you're going to talk shit, you can't be a quitter. I showed up every time. Yeah, I had a boring fight. But listen, Ant didn't fuck me up. I ain't got no bruise. I ain't got nothing. We both fucking shit the bet on that.
You
fight.
Went
and
the distance,
that.
Baby.
But
you
at
went
the end
the
of the
distance.
Day,
that matters for something.
It was a bad. You could blame the style matchup as much as anything else. You know, like I think once y'all, now that y'all know each other a little bit more, it would be better.
I want the counter punch.
I'm picking you in the rematch, man.
I'm picking you in the rematch.
Let's get this rematch done for the next one.
It was the game plan, man. I wanted to counter him. I thought he was going to be more aggressive. I watched the wrong fights. I should have watched Marvin's fight where he beat him. I watched a lot of fights where Ant was aggressive, lunging with that left hand, and I was counting on that shit. And he didn't fucking do it. And I didn't switch up the game plan in time. Just know, I'm building my weight up. I was just at the gym. I'm 179 pounds. I'm going up to find Ant for my rematch. I'm going to fight him at a weight that he's more natural at. I'm looking for him. I want that get back. Showkid can get it, too. I'll go up and wait for him, too. But he's a quitter. So he can talk all the shit he wants, but he fucking quit. And he quit to fucking Mario, okay?
Oh,
no disrespect to Mario.
No.
Not the hardest fucking left hand.
Like
but
shit.
Technically, as a boxer, technically, Mario, you're very flawed, but you got power. So respect to that. And you got fucking heart. You get knocked down and you get back up and keep fighting. Showkid don't fucking do that. He quits on the fucking stool. And he lost his tooth.
Damn,
so it
is
what
it
is.
There's a lot of people lying in hospital beds right now that didn't think Mario was that much, but they found out the hard way.
That's right. Listen,
exactly.
You know,
and that's all I'm saying. So if Showkid wants it, we can get it out in the future. But you know what? He might have to wait, man. If I can get Ant before him, I want Ant real bad.
Oh,
I need
awesome.
That rematch.
This
I mean,
awesome,
how do you
man.
Get Ant, though? If Ant beats Marvin, you know he ain't gonna look for you. He beat you, and now he got belt. Like he got the belt. So
Ness, you gotta start doing border wars press conferences, man.
That's if he beats Marvin. That's a very even fight. That's gonna be fire because Marvin is gonna bring it right to Ant's front. So I want to see how it goes.
That's what I'm telling you. So you saying you want Ant off the loss?
Hey, off the loss. Now if he wins, I know I'll go through Showkid to get to him. Whoever the fuck I have to.
Ooh,
I don't care.
Showkid a big name in this community, yo.
I'm a motherfucking boss in this community. Border Wars is better because of me. People need to realize that. I'm only taking off from fighting to make shit better for you guys. They're bigger names because of me.
Woo. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. I'll say this, though. I didn't want to step on Adrian's call, but let's be real for a second. How many people don't quit when they have their tooth rattling around in their mouth?
This is why you're not a killer, because you always got to be sentimental, man.
I'm saying this.
We want to win.
We don't want to end people's lives, Ness. We just want to win.
The point I'm trying to make is that it's really my power. More than anything else, because he got his tooth knocked out in the first round and didn't quit. And then in the second round is when I knocked the other half loose and he could feel it rolling around. Mm. And that's when he was like, no mas. So, like, he fought with the broken tooth. You know, it wasn't the tooth. It was really my power.
I mean, how many people you know if you get hit by Stormbreaker?
Yeah.
You get hit by Stormbreaker
day,
and still stand up to
stool,
that.
Looked across at you as another fucking man and he quit. That's fucking different. That's a different mentality. Listen, you're going to have to knock me out to beat me. Okay? To beat me down, to make me quit, you're going to knock me out. I'm not quitting. I'm never quitting to another grown-ass man. I would never sit on the stool, no matter how fucked up I was. I would go out on my shield.
Be careful.
What about an orbital bone? What about an orbital bone fracture?
I was just
fracture?
About to say that. Be careful. Remember Daniel
what if we get
Dubois
you an orbital bone? What if
the,
we break,
and,
break
and
a rib? We have to
Joe
save
shit,
you from
man.
Yourself, man.
We talking about 16-ounce gloves and headgear, bro. If someone breaks
that's a good point. That's a good comeback.
16-ounce gloves, you think I'm going to be awake?
Mario is sleeping people with these 16-ounce gloves, man. He's sleeping people with these gloves.
It won't let it go to 18s, I heard.
Nobody wanted to sleep. Dr. Mofongo wanted to sleep. I was there. That nigga's head, eyes were in the back of his head. Okay? That dude, Supermax, wanted to sleep for a moment. And they had
Mario's retiring, guys, though. He's
Doctors aren't letting my opponents go to sleep out of fear of concussions. They're trying to, but they're like, hey, wake up. Wake up, you know.
Mario
hits him with the kiss of death, and they stop it immediately before he can follow up, man. It's not even fair.
But I will say this. There was a lot of hugging, a lot of holding.
Hell yeah.
It was a great fight, but it was a little ugly.
Sloppy.
But, you know, that's both your styles. You know what I mean? You're going to go in there, swing big shots.
We ain't here to win beauty contests, man. We're here to put people to sleep. That's what we do.
You make them quit on the stool. So, man.
That's what we do, man. We torture people, man. Put them out of their misery.
He's coming to my hometown. He can see me talk all the shit he wants. But, no, if he wants that smoke, he can get it. We can find the weight class. I'm showing up. I'm going to show out, win, lose, or draw. I don't care if I win, lose, or draw. I like fighting. I told y'all that. I do this shit because I love it, not because I'm trying to prove something to myself. I run a boxing gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do this shit because I really love this shit. Some of y'all do this shit because you're just trying to get clout or make yourself feel better about yourself. You know what I mean? Or make a name somewhere. I just do this shit because I enjoy it. We trying to make Border Wars the best it can be. This Border War is going to be more lit than the last one, and the next one's going to be more lit because it's only going to go up. So Show Kid is a big name in the community because he's got a big mouth. I'm a big name in the community because I actually raised the standard of Border Wars. And I put my money where my mouth was and fought challenging people. I ain't take no cherries. I've never looked for an easy fight. It is what it is. And it's what I like about Border Wars.
This Border Wars may hit 20,000 lives.
I hope.
This
I
one hit 20,000 live on YouTube.
I get paid off this shit. I need a check. I need George to CTC me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I need. Y'all paying.
If you score a knockout in your next fight, I'll give you $1,000.
This is my new logo.
Whoa.
So, I'm going to give you $1,000. If you score a knockout in your next fight, I'll give you
$1,000.
$1,000.
I'm just saying. Listen. Show Kid pays to do Border Wars.
Mario can't get no knockout, man. That's too much
money,
pressure.
You think I'm going to put $1,000 up for Mario?
That's too much pressure. Mario
Mario's a minus 5,000 to give with the knockout proposition. You think I'm going to put, you know, give Mario money? It's like,
nah.
Well, hey, might as well just make a donation.
Yeah, but he's too smart with his money. He ain't just giving cash away.
I need to make a quick announcement about Border Wars. Listen, you guys, if you have not got to me about your Ringwalk song, please get to me sooner than later. Some of you guys are requesting stuff that we're going to have to find and look for. They're not just your average songs. Some of you guys got some special requests. Give us the time to get your Ringwalk song so we can get everything in order. Because if you try coming at us too late, we're going to pick for you. You don't want us to do that. This is supposed to be your experience. So make sure that you hit us up. Let me know what you want as a Ringwalk song, and I got y'all.
Wow. Yo, so Trilla got a fight club on the 14th? I didn't even know about this shit, bro.
That's the Fat Joe card, right?
Is that New York?
Because this says Seminole Casino. That's supposed to be in New York. That was the original date for the Cruz DeZern fight. No. Remember Cruz was supposed to fight the Undisputed fight?
Yeah.
On the TO? Okay, yeah. So then that got scrapped, and then they were going to keep Franchon on that card, and then they just scrapped the whole thing. So now they got a Triller versus with just Ja Rule and Fat Joe. If my timeline's correct,
they just sent me.
There's no fights. There's no fights. It's just the
yeah, there's no fight.
No, they sent me a press release right now.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're putting fights on that now?
Yeah, what fight?
Pablo's? Well, it's going to be here at the Hard Rock in Florida. Yeah,
at Hollywood on
September 14th, Tuesday.
That's crazy.
And it's going to be on Fight TV and Triller. Pablo Cesar Cano is the headline.
Wow.
Versus Danilito Zarellita or Zareala, whatever the hell that is. Then you got Michael Dutchover versus Nahir Albright. And then you got Miguel Angel. Who the hell is that? Angelo? I don't know. Miguel Angelo. Angel Angelo?
Versus, Miguel Angel Angelo.
Versus Sonny Fredrickson. And then you got Yuneski Gonzalez versus Tommy Carpensi. And then Bryce.
That's a pretty good card.
Bryce Henry, this fine print is insane, bro. Fucking hell.
And I like the B-ball. I like that B and Ness always look for, like, the positives in the cards. Or not always for Ness, but he does try to find, like,
This is, like, definitely Showbox level. So they ain't playing.
There's some interesting matchups on this card, man. It's like crossroads.
Well, Miguel's not defeated. He's 24-0 with 22 KOs.
These are crossroads fights, man.
Yeah, listen, that kid is 24-0 with 22 knockouts, I believe. I'm almost positive on the knockouts.
And that's what,
and he's fighting
that's 140.
Yeah, at 140. No, well, he fought at lightweight, but that might be at super lightweight. But Sonny Fredrickson, he's been in there with Alistair Sato, Samuel T. Ortega, whatever. Damn, who else? I think, let me see. Oh, Remesius Gill. I mean, people probably don't know who that is. He's a guy that's fought in Texas and California a lot. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that's pretty much it. Those are the only names I really see. A 10-0 fighter, Shohajan Ergashev. Oh, isn't that the amateur guy from Uzbekistan? Yep, that's him. Yeah, he lost to him. But, you know, he's got a pretty good record, 21-4 with 14 KOs. And like I said, he's been in there with Alex Acedo, who's, you know, shared the ring with a lot of decent fighters, Samuel T. Yeah, so not a bad fight.
It's going to be a good card.
I'm more excited about the versus, but I like this. The versus is the main event. We know that. But, like, here's this little boxing card or whatever to kind of, like, keep your whistle wet.
Who's going to win, Fat Joe or Nuri? I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
Fat Joe or Ja Rule? I think it's going to be...
that's tough.
I think Fat Joe's the better lyricist. I think Ja Rule's got the more hits.
He's got more songs, and I like Fat Joe's flow better than Ja Rule.
Oh, yeah, me too. But come on, Beeb. Ja Rule's, I mean, hits are like...
I like Ja. That's going to be a tough
one. You remember where you were in your life when you hear some of Ja Rule songs. Like, that shit only happens with, like, Elton John or, like, Dr. Dre, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's, like, a high-level thing to have. But to me, Fat Joe's got the better delivery. He has the better lyrics, the better flow. I like his style more. I think a lot of his are bangers that hit, like, Lean Back. Like, who's going to come on all the way up? Like, that's just going to get the crowd crunk. Is some of Ja Rule's more softer tracks going to really, like, pump up the crowd and sway them? Because that's a big thing with those verses, Beeb. It's a lot like boxing, you know? The oohs and ahs sway the
judges. Here's another thing about Ja Rule. This is one underrated factor. Stage presence, Mario.
Yeah, sure.
Stage presence. The way 100%. He comes out. When he kicks his verses and shit, pops his chest out, he has a little strut. Remember that? Remember when Jay-Z was on tour when they had that Can I Get a What What and he like pops out with his verse and shit.
Yeah.
It ain't even easy.
I like Ja Rule. I do. I think he wins, but man, that's a tough one, bro. I would not be surprised if Fat Joe
wins. I don't think he loses.
I'm gonna lean towards Fat Joe though because I think he's a better battler.
I think Ja got more hits. It's going to be tough for him to lose, man, you know? Show Kid called in. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yo.
This is going to be interesting.
Yo, hello, Kid. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Man, what's good, man? What's the problem, man? I see somebody a little sensitive at that time of the month, man. What's good, man?
Nothing, man. Just talking, man.
First of all,
a lot of defamation of character going on right here, Show Kid. I think you need to square this away for us.
First of all, I missed last night's show, right? So I wake up, I'm like, damn, I missed the show. I'm listening to the show, I'm in the comments, and I see Adrian talking about, oh, Mario and Show Kid was an okay fight, but they lack skills. You know what I'm saying?
I let
that was
slide.
Fight of the Year show, kid. That was Fight of the Year.
Okay, I let that slide. I'll say that's his opinion. Then he takes it again like he's just trying to get attention like a female. Like, first of all, me and Mario, we just started boxing. Of course, we don't have as much skills as the coach Liddy, but it still was one of the better fights. And this nigga is a coach. Who is he coaching? Who the fuck is he coaching if he can't beat Ant? No disrespect to Ant, but he trash too. They both trash. That was a trash-ass fight. And you
no disrespect, but he trash. I love it. I fucking love it.
I'm saying, what is Ant beat him when I found the purse? Now listen, me and Mario would have knocked out Adrian.
Hey, man.
He wasn't even
hey, man.
Like,
what the fuck? Suck, dude. I love it.
Come on, he was jabbing him. Come on, man, you got beat by a weak-ass jab and you a coach? Me and Mario would have knocked your ass out that night with our lack of skills. Fuck you, so I quit. What? I quit a
you
fight.
And Mario go right to the
fight.
Neck, man. That's what I love about you guys. You go right
this
to the neck.
This dude quit the whole Border Wars. This dude quit the whole Border Wars. He became a bartender. He said, I quit a fight. You ain't show up since then. And we got fights down the block from your house and you a bartender. Have my drink when I land, man.
Shit. Yo.
Dan, so you going to drink?
You got to put food on the table.
You know what I'm saying? My
table.
Victory drink. I want my shit on ice.
Post-panel.
I want it in a bucket on ice.
The guy's got to do what he got to do to eat, man. You can't take that away from him.
Now, have my drink when I land, Adrian. You little sensitive ass, man. You need to stay retired, man. You don't want it.
He is smaller than
you.
So
you got to start doing press conferences for these events.
He's going to have to gain weight to fight you, show kid.
We're talking about fight at 160. What did he fight at?
What? You went down for this fight. That's right. Damn.
You
got
to do a
well,
documentary.
You mean I went down?
You got to do a Border
Wars
documentary.
You
got to
stop lying on my name, Les. You keep lying on my name. That's why you don't know my weight.
That's ain't good with statistics, man. He ain't good with statistics.
I fought at 175, me and Mario. At 175, he missed weight. You can't say I'm a cruiserweight.
I
never fought a cruiserweight.
I knew Mario missed weight.
I didn't miss weight. I missed weight, but we renegotiated.
Because you couldn't make weight.
But you said that I was on the scale. It wasn't on the scale.
My man is tripping.
Anyway,
Show kid, didn't we renegotiate?
Yeah.
Didn't we renegotiate and I paid you, right?
Nah.
You hit me up and said you can't make weight. And I said, oh, cool.
Yeah. And then I said, listen, I'll give you $100. And I did, right? I gave you $100 to move the weight up.
Because you couldn't make weight, nigga.
I'm not saying that's wrong. All I'm saying is the point that Ness was making last night was that I missed it on the scale. I told him, no. I called
Bro,
so
you
kid.
Weighed
I said,
in
yo,
hold on.
Let's renegotiate the weight.
You weighed 187.
And I paid
him.
He didn't spring any surprises on him, Ness. You didn't spring any surprises on him.
Hold up.
He gets credit for that, man.
Can I talk?
He gets credit for that.
Hello.
He wasn't trying to pull the old joke on him. Come on.
No, that's not what I wanted.
They ain't going to let you talk, show kid.
Go ahead,
first of all, this nigga said he didn't miss it on the scales. You didn't show up to the day of the fight, nigga. Don't act like we friends, you fucking coward. You were scared. You was about to no-show me for the second time. That's why you fighting bitch-ass Jose, because you don't want it. I want my rematch, man. You had a fake ref, 3 minute rounds, and you probably on that shit.
First of all, I was there.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment, Mario.
Before.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, no, I take it. I'm
That's a compliment, man. You're on that shit, man, and you're not,
that
and they
you
say
you
are,
good.
Man.
That makes
that
you
makes
feel good.
Feel good.
Yeah, no, I feel
you
great
got the
about
super
that.
Soldiers here running
Thank
through
you, brother. You're the man. I appreciate the love, show kid. Yeah, listen. First of all, I showed up 4 hours after the weigh-in. But what I'm saying is I still weighed in. We agreed to an altered
12 pounds above the weight.
Days before.
This was all
it
negotiated,
was
man. This was all negotiated and signed off on.
Listen, you know, can we do this?
Show
said,
kid
yeah.
is 1-0, man.
And by the way,
I ain't never lost. I got robbed.
He weighed in at 184, 185. Like, tripping. You didn't say you got robbed?
I got robbed. The people know that. You brought your fake referee.
You lost my ticket.
Yeah, your fake coach.
You get robbed.
He said you had a fake
You had a
ref
over you. I hit you like 30 times with a ref. I hit you to stop it then. I had you spinning around, running around the ring, man. Come on, stop it, man.
Steve,
you been got TV, though,
he
man.
He says because me and the
Mario
ref both
passed all the post-fight drug tests. He gave his rap
yeah,
to the commission.
Who
Everything
did it?
Checked
who
out,
did it? His
man.
Cousin?
My blood is on
his cousin
record.
Was the ref?
My EMP.
Who did the test? His cousin? The fake referee?
I got the results from Quest Diagnostic, man. Don't worry about that.
Are we going to have one referee this time? Can we get one ref? Or you going to switch it when it's my turn to fight again? Let me know, man.
Bro,
Let me know.
When you fight, we put the A-star referee in there when you
That's
fight.
That's right.
Put
he
the A-star referee in there for you.
Both had handlebar mustaches.
Give you the A-star referee. A-star referee.
Hey, hold on. Can I give a shout-out right quick, man? Hello?
We listening?
Yeah, of course.
Can I give a shout-out to my nephew? This is second week in a new high school, man. Shout-out to my nephew in Florida, Jordan Baker, JB. Have fun in school. I'll see you later, man. I'm out, man.
See, Mario's beating guys so bad that they don't even remember being knocked out in this.
No, he wasn't knocked out.
You don't even remember being stopped.
He quit
That's
on
how
the
bad
stool,
the beating was.
He
That's
quit
how
on
bad
the stool.
Beating was. Mario's putting he's beating these guys into dementia.
I hear you, man.
That's crazy.
Let me get to...
When you see old Dirty Bastard fall in a position like that, then you know that I'll get ready to bust your...
Me? Yo, y'all hear me, right? Yo,
yeah.
Yo, I love my TBV comrades. I love my TBV live chat comrades. Let's get to it, man. Yo, this Uzi, shit, man. I don't know, yo, cause one thing, we all might not like AJ and how he move and everything, but he used strategy. He's like a general. You know what I mean? So who would ever thought that AJ would try to get Slim? We all thought AJ was going to go in there and robotic muscle man commando shit, right? You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger all pumped up, right?
There you go.
This man is losing weight. So if he lose weight, what advantage does the Uzi have? What advantage does Usyk have? Everybody said that Usyk's advantage was going to be the fact that, you know, he could move. He like, a, you know, a heavyweight Lomachenko. One thing we know about AJ, and that's why with AJ losing weight, this fight is a 50-50. Because we know AJ hit harder than Usyk. We know he could not. He hit harder, right? But nobody in their wildest dreams thought AJ was going to take a strategy on some shit like, yo, I'm going to lose weight and get lighter on my feet so the Uzi can't shoot him there. This is going to be a great fight, y'all, because this AJ is a thinker. You know what I'm saying? You may not like that he wears short shorts and all that shit, and I want to give a big shout-out to everybody on TVP who don't wear dresses. None of that Russell Westbrook shit here, yo. Love all my comrades on here who ain't wearing no goddamn dress. The sissy man shit, sissy man idols gotta go, y'all. Peace, y'all. Next, I'm there. I'm there, yo. I'll be there Friday, Thursday, whatever. I'm there, though, man. Peace, y'all.
All right. B, man, book that flight, man. Stop holding back, man. You doing nothing in Boston, man.
I'm getting excited right now, man.
We got Corey, North Carolina, what up?
What's going on, fellas?
What up?
I just wanted to wish y'all good luck with this Border Wars thing coming up. And I also want to drop a little bit of knowledge about that drug fentanyl, man. My wife was on that drug. And I think, if anything, I'm more disappointed in the fact that Valdez doesn't say where he got the – doesn't claim where he got it from. That drug, man, when my wife was on it, she had to get an EKG done first before she could get on the drug. And then when they introduced it to her, it's a small pill. They introduced it to her, they gave her half of it. You know what I mean? So – for this guy to say he doesn't know where that drug comes from, that's what I'm more disappointed in, because it's obvious you have to go through all kind of stuff with the doctors before you can get this drug prescribed to you.
Yeah, remember, though, he lived in Mexico.
The second time,
He lives in Mexico. It's not illegal. It's over the counter in Mexico. And one of my listeners actually sent me a tea that has the shit. Yeah, it has it. Let me see if I can find this. Hold on.
Oh, they have a tea with it in it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
Oh. Yeah, me either. But like I said, I know my wife was on it. She had to do the second time they put her on it. She had to do blood work. She didn't have to go through the EKG the second time. And so I was just going to say, man, you know, with that guy not claiming and, you know, but I ain't even going to say it. Since you said y'all found it in tea and it's legal in Mexico, you know, then
how did she
whatever.
Feel on the drug?
But,
did she
yeah.
feel okay on it?
At first, like, her jittery, like real jittery. I guess hyper, I guess you can say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then she tolerated it real well. Yeah, she could sleep. Yeah, it just it curbed her hunger cravings. She just wasn't
as
hungry.
That's what it is.
Like,
very strong appetite suppressant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, man. So like I said, man, y'all out there. I wish I could come, man. I swear I
It looks like you disconnected, bro. We gotta let you go. You looks like you disconnected from your Bluetooth, man. They just sent me this shit yesterday. Now I'm having trouble finding it. Obviously, hey Mario. Oh, he dipped. Holy shit, my man, he dipping. Oh man, I can't find it, fellas, but. The listener that sent it, please resend it. I wish you was watching right now so you could send it in real time. But he definitely sent it, bro. He's like, yo, you think this is what Valdez took?
And it would have been nice if Valdez could provide the tea, just provide some stuff that he was taking during the camp so he can have some sort of idea what was going on, but... The fact that he didn't provide anything is crazy.
No, I mean, they swept it under the rug for him.
That's right.
Man, did I get so many messages on IG? And then we got multiple people messaging other people. Everybody's logged in. It's fucking hell to remember everyone that sends something. I'm losing time. I don't know.
Hey, did they ever do a press conference for AJ Usyk? Do they feel like they don't need to do one because the fight's already selling well over there? Or what's the strategy, do you think?
I mean, if I'm them, I'm blaming it on COVID, you know, trying the fighters. You know, so many fights have been – I mean, at this point, we have to admit a lot of fights have been getting canceled because of fucking COVID. Week of the fight, we find out someone's tested positive. So, you know, obviously that heightens – the risk of COVID and contracting it. So I'm blaming it on that if I'm them. But for me, yeah, I need a press conference, man. I want build-up. This shit is bullshit.
Have they sold out already? They've sold out, right, already?
I don't know. To resellers, you know, but you can. I'm sure you can buy tickets. Let me get to Pound for Pound. Stainless, you avail? You working, listening?
Swing, red belt, black belt, WBO and green. I'm King. Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TBV. Voice of the people, people, now let me speak. Scientists of the sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Good.
What up?
Happy Monday to everybody. What's the topic, man? It seems like it just keeps switching the border words. I need to know it get close, and then that's all anybody can talk about.
Did you already tell me you're not coming?
Unfortunately, I can't, man. I have bad news, man.
Just wanted to make sure, you know, I'll be forgetting everything.
Yeah, up until last week, man, it was set in stone, but I've had something come up, including the death in the family, so I ain't going to be able to attend. But, man, shout out to everybody coming. I guess I'll be at the next one if we don't get a TBV appreciation party before that. What's up with that, Nessa? We got Canelo Plant. We got Canelo Plant,
I mean, Wilder, Fury, I need assistance.
Warner Crawford.
I need assistance, man. You know, that's a very, very big thing to put together. And November 6th is around the corner. You know,
well, you know, I'm willing to dedicate my energy to that, bro. So, especially we talking Porter Crawford, that gives us more time. I'm definitely willing to loan some of my energy and you know what I'm saying, whatever to that. So, let me know for that, because you know I'm for it. So, if we can get everybody else in, you know, just give me the green light. You know, I do like I was doing when we was trying to do the TBV appreciation party in DR, and just, you know what I'm saying, start shaking some hands and knocking on some doors and stuff. So it's nothing to me, bro. Because I don't know what the topic of the show is, though. I'm going to get on this Border War stuff. Beav, I heard you on here last night. I was actually one of the judges that gave that fight to Canadian Jose. You know what I'm saying? I like Canadian Jose personally. As far as a fighter, can't stand him. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't actually a guy who was pulling for him, but I had to give him the rounds. I gave him the last two rounds, you know, but they are right. It's stuff that you can't see on that video. Cruz did pressure him, but it wasn't effective pressure because he wasn't really landing any shots or throwing anything to get in when he got in or when he got there. So that's one of the main reasons that I had to give those rounds to Canadian Jose. He boxed. He circled around whenever Cruz got in close or started throwing punches. He made his own choice to get close to the ropes, to kind of rope it, though. So, and then was landing punches on his own when he got off those ropes and into the corner. So, you know, I got to get that fight to Canadian Jose still. And there are parts that you can't see on there with the video. So, yeah.
Is that a unanimous decision? Did all three judges give that to Jose?
Yeah. And the funny part is that all three of us judges scored two different rounds for Canadian Jose. We didn't all have the same rounds. I think maybe we all gave him the third round, maybe, you know, but there was a lot of screaming.
I thought the second was probably
like
his best round, to be honest with you. Second was maybe
but by the
third. Yeah, it's like you're saying, man, listen, we were doing the production back then ourselves, so it just, you know, I was understaffed, you know, it was just me switching, commentating, you know, reminding Doomy to look into the camera, passing the ring announcer the mic. It's just, you know, When you try to put on a show,
there's some points in there where it's just like a still frame. Like I think it's me, Ness, and Casual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you miss certain shots and stuff too. But it's different when you sitting there judging it as opposed to when you seeing it on TV. Because sometimes even on TV, it looked like shots land that didn't. You'll hear commentators saying, "Oh, that was a good shot," and then when they play it back, totally missed. Or you out in the crowd and you think that it hit and it didn't. You know, so. But at the same time, there's that draw that there is stuff that you can rewind and play back on TV, you know what I'm saying, that you can't see when you live. But, yeah, it was a lot more activity than it looked like, and there wasn't a lot of connecting shots from Eric Cruz. That was the problem. Like, Jose, when Cruz would get close and get just close enough to touch him, Jose would move around, you know what I'm saying? So I had to give it to the boxer. Man, I wish I could be there for this next one. Man, I'm sorry. Man, Beav, if I can't go, man, you need to show up in my place because they're going to need another judge. Do it, man, because you're going to have a great time. I haven't even been to the one in Watertown yet, but, you know, my man Info Joe, that's my OG. So he had a good time, and I believe him, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, if nothing else with the TBV community, you're going to have a good time. So, and it's not for boxing talk most of that time.
Do the same three judges judge all the fights, Ness?
Nah, not all the time.
No, but if you have three judges for a specific event, do they do all the fights on that specific?
No,
oh,
not
they don't.
All the time.
Oh, they don't.
Not
okay.
All the time. No.
Okay.
Well, either way, man, I can tell you as somebody who's been as a judge twice and as a fighter, you know what I'm saying? That it's a good time. Man. So go ahead and involve yourself. Because I know you was part of this community before. I think you might have came in or might have left out right when I was coming in. You know what I'm saying? So only time that I was actually calling in or actually hearing you was on the old podcast because I started out with the TBV app. You know what I'm saying? So get in, man. Yeah. The community has grown a lot. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of somebody that's been here all the whole time, even though you haven't been. So might as well go and get your feet wet, bro, and have a good time.
Yeah.
As always say, man, please make sure you push that thumbs up, share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. This is TBV. And if you ain't on Patreon, it's because you're stupid. Shout out to El Camino. Peace.
All right. We got Mr. PBC in Seattle. What's up? Are you available?
Mr. PBC, baby.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm the fire. Canelo talking about he believes he can win. Go to my kitchen. It's a sharp knife. He cut the bullshit out. I don't care what you do good. I do every fucking thing great.
Mr. PBC, baby.
Yo. Good morning, everybody.
What up?
Shout out to Nas, Mario, Boxing Ringside, or reporter. Shout out to Canelo, man, you know, and WBC, and, you know, they're doing the damn thing. You got Cartello, Roy Noso out here. They're pushing things. You can miss weight, damn near get popped with a PED. They're just going to mix it with some tea and say it's just some herbal belly flattener. But really, you know, he had the drugs mixed up in there, you know, concocted up with some PEDs, some roids, and some everything up in that mug. But still got his ass almost beat. You know, this is how the game goes, man. Canelo got it out here protecting fools. You can pop just like him and still be a champ. That's my call.
All right. Keem, you avail. Oh, Keem is avail.
Wait a minute. You say you know boxing?
Yeah.
What is it?
Maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool of counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term before. That must have been your term. You must have been
big. No, Bear Shake, HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's happening, y'all? Good morning. Good afternoon now. Man, Border was taking over, huh? It took over the flagship last night, taking over
fight
the morning
week,
show.
Fight
it's fight week, man. Damn right, it's fight week. We don't want to hear about all that other shit, all them PED scandals and fake fights and all that, man. We talking Border Wars, real fights, real training. Hey man, shout out to Beeb. Yo, you should include Beeb. Beeb should be like a commentator or something for Border Wars. And I think he do really well. He seems
to get a real excitement.
He has a real excitement when he talks about it. He breaks things down well. He's good at looking at us novice guys and still picking the good things he sees. You know what I mean? And what we're doing well and whatnot. I like the way he talks about Border Wars. I think he'd be a good addition to like commentators or something like that. Help you out with that. That
Thank
aspect
you,
of it, man.
I appreciate
Yeah, absolutely,
that.
Man. But yeah, man, other than that, you know, I'm ready, man. I'm excited. I'm getting like a little kid, man. I'm starting to get like jumpy excited, man. I can't wait to get down there, put hands on somebody, man. It's gonna be a fun time, man. So that's really all I got. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Border Wars, man. Check it out, man. It's gonna be the best one yet. But yeah, that's it, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Yeah, man, anybody that needs the link to Saturday's fights is pinned in our live chat, so you can bookmark that. You can set the reminders. You can go ahead and hit the thumbs up button on that video now. Keem, who you just heard, will be fighting on that card. He's going to be taking on Jason Wilson from Milwaukee, so he'll be having the Milwaukee fans cheering for him. Keem, first time, obviously, that he's going to be having people cheering against him, because in Florida, you know, he was kind of the Florida guy, you know. So we'll see, man. We got a lot of great fights. It's a lot. 15-16 fights on the card, and it's going to be about 250 plus people in attendance. So definitely come through if you're in and around the Watertown area. If not, you can watch it absolutely free right here on YouTube / The Boxing Voice. And it looks like we got to everyone except Davidian. What up, Buffalo Falls?
Yo, what's good, TBV?
What up?
It's good, Ness. It's good, Mario.
Mario's gone.
Oh, Mario's gone. Okay, what's good, D?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on? I mean, the fights and everything was pretty good. I was surprised Flores got beat up, though. That surprised me. He one of my, you know, I like that young man. Hopefully he can come back, you know. It's just one loss, but I was very surprised. He was getting hit with the right hand, and I was all messed up. But other than that, you know, shout out to you, Ness, for the Border Wars. I want to at least do one eventually. I got to at least do one. It just seems exciting to do. So, you know, I'm going to be rooting for my man Mario and Keem. So hopefully he get the dubs. But other than that, great show, and God bless you.
All right. Show Kid, man, I'm being told by the producer I ain't play your intro, and I didn't. Now I see it. I forgot, man. You don't be calling in enough, man. Forgot you got an intro, bro. Stainless, you taking it? Oh, I'm out of here. It's lunchtime, man. That's GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Let me make sure I ain't leave anybody super chat behind. LV Slugger. Uh-oh, almost. Close, but no cigar. We got LV Slugger that says, Bud versus Porter will be way better fight than May Pack. I hope. Chuck Supremacy says, boxers are not just fighters. They are professional weight cutters. If you can't do it naturally and you use a supplement that's banned, then you are cheating. I agree. Jay Miller says, I'm 180 and fit, but if I can take a pill that allows me to get down to 147 and then rehydrate to 165, I think that's a serious advantage. Hashtag drug-free boxing. And then, show kid, Adrian, you was in the comments talking spicy last night. Ant made you a bartender. You quit the whole Border Wars, dude. He retired you. Make my drink. Damn, make my drink. I'm fighting words, man. Listen, that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. Beep, thank you again.
No problemo. Catch me at Ringside Reporter Live here on YouTube, and catch me on Twitter, JB1, Facebook, Joe Habib, Instagram, Joe Habib. And as always, make sure you guys show out for Border Wars.
All right. Peace.